Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Robbie, can I ask, are your parents divorced?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, all the kids who had the Cookie Monsters had divorced parents. I knew it.
No, that's so true. It's
She's got you nailed.
You pegged.
Correct.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 116. Today we are debating the worst fashion trends ever. Nick is out today getting LASIK, I think, or getting LASIK consulting.
Oh my God, he is?
Like I think he's a glasses guy. I don't think he's a
traitor.
Yeah.
Wow. Betraying you guys. Yeah. I can't even imagine you two without glasses, nor like on a normal basis.
I have thought about getting LASIK because it would just be easier. The thought of waking up and being able to see is something that's been foreign to me. But I remember talking to Frankie and Riggs about it, and they were like, but if you get LASIK, you're such a glasses guy that you should wear glasses that have just clear lenses. And it's like, then why would I get it?
Yeah.
I want to be able to not wear glasses, but I think I'm a glasses guy. So are you.
I think I am too. Yeah, I don't think I could get it.
It's like kind of part of your identities here.
Yeah. I've thought about getting different glasses, and people around here are like, you got to go rectangle frames, right? I'm like, what the fuck? What? I can't get different glasses.
Can't switch it up.
People just like the way I look, I guess.
My dad's worn glasses like my whole life, and every once in a while he'll switch up and get new glasses, and it takes like a couple weeks to get used to it. It's like, oh, whoa, dad's wearing new glasses. Like, this is crazy.
You want like they want you to wear like the Poindexter ones.
I guess.
Like the ones
that
the guy that
wears. They just want me to wear these all the time. I think people want. Like sometimes I take a hat off and people are like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
People don't like change. Who's this guy? They don't like change.
That's true. I like wearing my glasses, but I also have contacts because when I take them off, I feel like Janie Briggs.
Yeah.
And people are like, whoa, who is she? But I look 100%. Exactly the same. Nobody notices the difference.
When Robbie wears circular glasses, you look a lot like Geddy Lee.
Yeah, I could see that.
A whole ton.
Nick is a glasses guy, by the way. I'm not going to be comfortable with him not wearing glasses if this is the case.
Yeah. Strange without glasses. I don't like
that. That is kind of nuts.
But KB and Che are both in. Both of them just finishing, I believe, a scrunch or something right now, but both of them will be in. Before we get to this episode of The Bracket, let's talk about body armor. You see the body armor is right in front of us right now. The bracket is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. It is the new sports drinks from our friends over at Body Armor with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. The Zero Sugar has great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. I've been mentioning it every time I do a Body Armor ad. As someone who is not a lemon lime guy, never been a lemon lime guy my entire life. Not
your thing.
Not 7-Up, not Sprite, not any of that stuff.
Interesting.
I really like this a ton.
It's really good.
It's really good. Yeah. It is the first lemon lime drink that I think I've ever truly enjoyed.
It's very good.
I think. Props to the guy, especially for it being a zero sugar thing. Like, it's a very difficult thing.
Maybe you're just not a sugar guy then.
No, but I like a lot of sugar.
That's a ringing endorsement. But yeah, other lemon limes maybe are just too sugary. So what a ringing endorsement.
Yeah. I mean, well, we'll see. But anyway, but their fruit punch one also very, very good. But lemon lime is amazing. You can do it. It gets you through anything throughout your day. They have a full list here of stuff, of which I've done like two or three. Wedding planning, done that. Mm. Workouts. Yeah, not really. long movies, yes. Late night recordings, yes. And a whole bunch of other stuff you can use. Say you just keep yourself hydrated with Body Armor with. It's available in stores nationwide, but you can head on over to the Body Armor store on Amazon and get yours today. We have Trent and Robbie, fashion experts, on for this one, as well as Kelly and Kate, who obviously are the least fashionable people here. So I think we needed someone to bounce out Robbie and Trent.
Huh. I'm wearing a shirt I bought at Walmart right now.
I basically wear the same thing every day. Like, I don't, you know, that's not a ringing endorsement for my fashion either.
Yeah, but you have a brand of wearing, you're the khaki guy.
Yeah.
Khaki and black t-shirt. Sweatshirt. They all wore that.
Who's the CEO of Apple? He's
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs,
You're like the Steve Jobs of Barstool for khakis.
I agree.
Instead of a turtleneck, you're...
And I've also read a lot of articles, not a lot, probably one, that is like, if you wear the same thing every day, you have more brain power to figure out the rest of the day and invent the iPhone and start a golf podcast and try to break 90. Like,
that's the billion. You know who else said that?
Who?
Elizabeth Holmes.
Well, oh, she's still
she read it. She read it.
Theranos.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a bad one to be compared to, right?
Yep. Well, she started wearing, she read that fact and was like, the less time you take picking out your outfit in the morning is more time to spend developing other things. So she, like a Steve Jobs, like there were a couple other, like Barcel Trent, was like, I need to, you know, just only wear black turtlenecks and black slacks all the time so I can have more time to rip off old people.
Fine if you're stealing, but if you're stealing somebody else's signature look, that's not the same.
It's not quite the same,
if she was,
yeah.
If she had, like, her own look that she
George
was doing
Carlin did it too. Maybe Steve Jobs stole it from Carlin. He would wear black in every special because it never went out of style.
Oh, and then Lucy
Black looks
too,
great, man. Though. Black is always good.
Yeah, slimming.
Slimming, important.
Slimming, very important. That's, is it horizontal or vertical stripes that's slimming too? One of them is the opposite.
Vertical stripes. Horizontal are like not widening. Slimming. Yeah.
You don't want to be wearing widening anything, mm-hmm. I don't think.
I'd like to say I do have a passion for fashion. Mm, I would like everyone to know that. But that doesn't mean that I don't appreciate a t-shirt from Walmart or anything
or a grout fit.
Or a grout fit. Mm-hmm. I can appreciate all
versatile.
Those things. Yeah, I'm a very versatile person. Like right now I'm wearing a sweatshirt that I did buy it at the New York City Ballet, which is bougie, but I bought merch at a ballet, so that's also trash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a good mix of both. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We can get to our first matchup of the day. It's the number 5 versus the 12. The 5 seed is Popped Collars, which is very hot, and I would say probably 2000, 2005. A lot of these fashion trends are from this general area, but pop collars are huge. I think the one thing that always comes out to mind is My New Haircut, the YouTube video.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys remember that.
I love
that. The guy,
It's my new haircut.
My new fucking haircut.
My new fucking haircut.
Yeah. And that's going up against the number 12 seed, long sleeves under t-shirts, which was a huge people. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. You're not going to be a fan of that.
Oh, man. That's
and
Pop
to be
Punk
clear,
101.
To be clear, we're picking the worst one of these
the
two.
The worst one of these two.
Okay.
So
that's two good ones.
Two good ones, you're saying.
Well, I mean, good in the bad way.
Yeah.
So we'll start with you, Kate. Which one do you think is the worst or worse fashion trend?
I cannot believe the long sleeve under the t-shirt is even on here. Josh Hartnett, come get me, buddy. Mm. That was the move. He had that boxy, tall, sportsy body. If you have like a Michael Phelps, Josh Hartnett, I don't know, there's some kind of body type where the shirt's almost a little short.
Built.
Almost. With the paint, they're built. And they got the sleeves underneath and they got roll them up a little bit before.
Yep. Kate,
whatever they're gonna do next, mystery man. No, that guy's gonna show you a good time. The double pop collar, especially the double pop. I'm putting my hand over my drink. I'm a little concerned. I'm not feeling good about that. So it's almost I appreciate the pop collar because it's like here's my red flag. Watch out for me. It lets you know.
It's like a shark's fin coming out of the water.
Exactly. Yes. So that's the one that is way worse than long sleeves.
That was an incredible analogy, by the way. I don't think that deserves a lot of credit.
Oh, thank you.
Great analogy.
Fin, I appreciate that.
Incredible stuff.
I appreciate that.
That guy also probably wore a shark fin necklace.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Very similar guy.
Yeah. Yep, puka shell at the very least.
So one with a spray tan.
Yes. Yep. One for the pop collar. Robbie?
Definitely the pop collar. The long sleeve with the shirt over it, that's a classic staple of, you know, punk rock, Kurt Cobain, that whole style. I think that looks fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very cool, Trent.
Kate really got me with the Josh Hartnett thing. As soon as she said that name, I was like, oh, I know exactly what that is.
Yep.
And Josh Hartnett was hot.
So hot.
What's he up to?
We're dating
like
ourselves
so bad. Like a navy. He had like
a
big boxy navy like shirt and then a white long sleeve underneath.
Josh Hartnett was in Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
He was.
He just won Oppenheimer too.
He just won a SAG award as for Oppenheimer.
Shout out to Josh.
He did a Guy Ritchie movie recently. Rise of Fortune or some bullshit. I don't know. It was really weird. We interviewed him for it, and then it didn't come out because I got delayed by COVID for like 3 years.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. He was also in an episode, I believe, of Black Mirror.
He was.
And it was so good.
It was.
And it was the first time I had seen him in a long time. And he, you know, just to report, in case people don't know, he is, in fact, extremely hot still.
Still hot.
Still.
No matter what.
God bless.
Everybody saw him in Oppenheimer, and they know that now. But when that Black Mirror episode came out, I said, oh, wow, this was a reminder that I did need because I forgot how hot he was.
I'm going to go with popped collars. Just, everyone I've ever met who was like, I'm going to pop my collar, I didn't want to spend more than 4 minutes with. And a lot of the reasons Kate listed as well. So, popped collars.
I'll go with the pop collar as well. I do.
Covering his drink. He's like, I too am nervous for this guy.
Who knows what their intentions are, Kate? You never know.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you, I was at a cooking class the other day. Cooking class. The person across from me, like the couple across from us, both from Cedar Rapids.
No way.
Yeah. And I was like, have you heard of Luggage Rent? And they're like, nope. Not even a little. I was really hoping. I'm like, it's a small enough city. Maybe they've heard of Trent. He's probably like the most popular person out of Cedar Rapids, right?
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
And his twin?
I would assume both. It'd be weird if they weren't.
He's got a twin?
Yeah, that I believe is like has a lot of genetic issues.
He's got medical issues, yeah. But Cedar Rapids, it's 120,000 people there.
Yeah.
It's not a small town.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're not all going to the same steeple.
But I figured it'd be like Ashton Kutcher and then Trent.
You'd think. But isn't also Chris Soules?
Zach Johnson?
Zach Johnson from Cedar Rapids. Chris Soules is from a smaller town.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
There's somebody, Ron Livingston.
I was really excited, though. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And she went to Alabama, though, which kind of feel like was fucked up.
I got
to
represent more.
Yeah. It's Kelly.
So I would like to confess something. There was a time in my life where I would do double pop collars.
With
Abercrombie polos.
Oh, no.
It was a real hot time in high school. I would wear a white short sleeve polo underneath a pink 3/4 sleeve polo.
Oh my God.
And I looked really hot. I won't lie. So
did you bully people in this outfit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was great.
You threw a mean slider in softball.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That being said, I to this day will still wear a short sleeve over a long sleeve because I do think it's a cool look, especially if the long sleeve maybe is like a sheer, and then you know a little peekaboo arm. We love that. So the pop collar has to go.
Pop collar,
clean sweet,
clean. Yeah, clean sweet. Not a single vote for the long sleeve. Great for you, right?
Yep, great for me.
Because there'd be like if the same guy would also wear baseball tees, which I feel like are kind of a cheat for that.
Baseball tees are hot.
Because they go down a lot. But you need to be hot to wear a baseball tee.
Right.
An ugly guy.
You just kind of have to have good forearms.
Yeah.
What we're going to learn throughout this, we talked about a little bit before we got on here. If you're hot, you can wear anything.
Yes.
You can make anything look great. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's not the outfits. It's the person wearing the outfits.
It is a massive part of it. And almost everything in life is that if you're hot, it does not matter what you're wearing anyway.
Yep.
Next matchup is going to be the number 4 versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is a more recent one. I'm sending, by the way, in our group chat, I'll be sending pictures of all these in case any of them, the references don't
nice.
Land.
Okay.
So it's the number 4 seed, Broccoli Hair. The very recent one, but this is one where you might not know the name, but if when you see it, you're like, oh, this is teenager or whatever, young adult male I see on TikTok has the same exact haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going up to the number 13 seed, the giant rubber red shoe. Which was very viral, and I am shocked how often I saw it in the wild, personally. Way too often, which is, I think, like 3 or 4 times, which is way too much for something
Mischief,
that's stupid.
Right? Mischief is the brand. Mm-hmm. MSCHF.
Yeah.
CHF.
Remarkably stupid-looking thing for it to be popular enough that many people wear it. And the broccoli hair, I think, is significantly more abundant in the world right now.
Certainly.
And looks just as stupid, in my opinion. It is ridiculous-looking. So start with you, Kelly. Which one do you think is a worse fashion trend?
Being lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients and a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
It's difficult to say because you're right. Those big rubber red shoes are disgusting. And I am also shocked by how many people wore them in the wild. But I do understand the nature of like getting something just because it was expensive and to wear it around and be like, oh, you got those shoes. That's crazy. Meanwhile, broccoli hair. Not to shit on people who have curly hair, because some people have curly hair and it's beautiful. They style it nicely and it's wonderful. When people intentionally make their hair look like that, it's embarrassing on a level that I can't really comprehend. So I'm going to go ahead and say broccoli hair.
I'm going to go with broccoli hair too. And I think that even like in the picture I used for this, the combo of like that and then the earring, the cross earring thing, like all that look is just... It's out of whack, and I don't like it. Trent?
I'm going to go with broccoli hair as well, because it really speaks to a lack of creativity among the youths, because everyone has it. If you are in a certain age group, if you're on TikTok, you have that haircut. And it's also it represents to me just how far away I am from the youth.
Yeah,
like I see that haircut and I'm like, holy shit! Like I'm not even near that. I'm 20 years removed from like what's cool on TikTok. So every time I see it, I'm like, it's just it reminds me of my impending death. So I'm going to go with broccoli hair for those reasons.
The broccoli hair reminds you of your impending death.
Yes, because I see it and I'm like, I'm not even. No one in my circle of friends has that haircut, which is a good thing because I'm not friends with people who are like 16 years old. Mm-hmm. But it's just like it really represents just how far away I am from that. So broccoli hair.
Another for the broccoli hair.
Yeah, I'm repulsed by the broccoli hair. I think it's disgusting. I think if you have it, you're a douchebag no matter how young you are. Anytime I see someone out with broccoli hair, they're TikTok kid. Like that's how I would refer to them as someone else. Yeah. Oh, the TikTok kid over there. The shoes, I agree with Kelly. There's something about the shoes are kind of funny, whatever. They look like big stompers. That's okay. Broccoli hair, one of the worst things of all time. Mm-hmm.
I do the TikTok thing is a huge part of it. Like you expect them to walk up and be like, "How much money you make?" Or like ask one of those.
Yeah. What song are you listening to? Yeah.
The thing too with the boots is like the boots aren't. People aren't wearing those boots and being dead serious about it. Yeah, people are wearing broccoli hair and being dead serious about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
They think that it's genuinely very attractive. And I can't step into a woman's mind here, but I can't imagine a world in where a woman would find that attractive.
It is rare. Yeah. I can't even think of a single example where it's not ugly. Yeah.
Kate?
I was at the mall a few weekends ago, and there was a very like fashionable looking family. It was a little too much fashion. And they had their toddlers wearing the mischief boots, and the toddlers looked absolutely miserable. They were like, it's like when you put a dog in snow boots, you know, and they're like, trying to walk along as a hashtag boy mom.
Uh-huh.
I picture my son coming home with broccoli hair and a little dangly earring and a little, and I think I would have to not love him anymore. I guess that would have to be it.
I think that's right.
I looked at that and I feel bad saying this, but I was like, man, I hope that doesn't happen to my kids. I'd rather them find drugs for that broccoli haircut. So yeah, broccoli haircut for me.
I'll be honest, I could see the beef kind of be interested in the giant rubber red boots.
Oh, the beef's going to get a broccoli haircut is what's going to happen. That's 120,000,000%. He did the thin goatee thing. And everyone's like, that's so funny, but I have to live with that. Anyways,
is that a clean sweep for broccoli hair?
A clean sweep for broccoli hair.
Wow,
I think we're doing good so far.
I do too.
We're all so aligned in our fashion sense.
Yeah, look at us.
All right,
I feel proud that we're keeping up with Kelly.
Yeah, things are going well.
This I think will be a little bit more of a battle of the to the death because they are kind of like similar in their own way. Number 8 seed, the Cookie Monster flat brim. A staple in the bracket community. We've talked about the Cookie Monster flat brimmer a lot. And that's going up against the flat brim beanie. So this is big in the mid-2000s. The beanie with the flat brim. Those were crazy. God.
These are kind of sick.
Those were crazy, Robbie. Ooh. You know, like, those were a crazy thing to wear. And I wore it. I had a Etnies one of those that I would wear in middle school. And it looked so stupid because I have a fat head, too. So it looked like fucking Megamind. Except it was in that brown and white Etnies pattern or whatever. It looked so bad. So the Cookie Monster flat brim versus the flat brim beanie. Kate.
Man, Cookie Monster flat brim guy is harmless. He's annoying. He's going to sell you bad weed, but he's harmless overall. The Etnies guy, an Etnies guy with gauged earrings who like works at a tattoo shop.
I was in a band with that guy.
Yeah, everybody knew a guy in a band that was like that or was going to make. Yeah, I get the heebie-jeebies somewhere in there and I can't go for it. I go in flat brim Etnies hat guy. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Ken Jack.
Flat
I'm going Ken Jack.
Yeah, go with me on this one. I wish I had a Cookie Monster flat brim. I'd see it at Walmart or whatever and I'd be eyeballing it like, hey, Mom.
So I didn't have the Cookie Monster flat brim. I had the Elmo flat brim.
Oh, no. That's worse, I think.
Yeah.
You're a blood, not a crit.
My friend Mike Pobega had the Cookie Monster one. Wait, we had a picture together.
Oh, that's so cute. Wait, tell me you have that picture. Please, God.
It's on my MySpace somewhere. If I could dig it up, I'll try to find it for you. But yeah, we went to the mall together and bought those hats together.
You were literally doing like that picture of the Blood and Crypt together holding like the bandana. That's so
it was
funny.
A little gay. but the flat brim beanie I always wanted, never got. So I'm going to say I'm going to say the Cookie Monster flat brim is worse for me because looking back at that picture, I do cringe. I could picture it now. Yeah. I also like did the editing thing on Picnic where I made it black and white.
Oh, no.
Except for our hats.
The hats. No.
It was bad. It was real.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a public podcast.
I know.
People are going to hear this.
I know. Yeah, it's bad.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Cookie Monster flat brim. Only, I don't know. I never came across this. This is the first I'm hearing of this.
The flat brim beanie?
The flat brim beanie?
No, the Cookie Monster flat brim.
Oh, you've never seen it?
What? No, I have no idea what that is.
It's just a big thing. You're looking at it. It's just it's self-explanatory.
And people wore it?
Yeah. Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird.
People wore it and thought it was cool.
Example you use for the other one is the brother in Elf. I'm going to go with the Cookie Monster flat brim because I can't imagine any scenario where that's appropriate.
Yeah, that's very fair.
I wore it like off to the side.
Of course. It's the only way to wear it.
Popped up to the side.
Oh, yeah. You should like thank God you weren't around, like you weren't at that age in like the TikTok cap cut era because you definitely would have put like a legit music video behind it.
Yeah.
Or on Vine even really. It would have been
some fucking dashboard confession. Oh. Some emo shit.
Be like,
Robbie, can I ask, are your parents divorced?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, all the kids who had the Cookie Monsters had divorced parents. I knew
so
it.
No, that's so true. It's
She's got you nailed.
She's got you pegged.
Correct.
They're trying to stay upbeat. Yeah.
She's trying to keep it silly, keep it light.
I'm zany. I'm random.
Yeah. Owl City on random. That one, for sure.
Just put a cap on this paint.
Cookie Monster flat brim for me.
I think I'll go with Cookie Monster flat brim too, because like the flat brim beanie, if you weren't, this is just fucking with me, like seashells of the seashore, flank flat brim beanie.
Yeah.
But like the Cookie Monster flat brim, like you are peacocking in a sense by wearing it. So like you want people to see it. You could get away with wearing the flat brim beanie and like no one to really notice. So I'm gonna have to go with the Cookie Monster. Kelly.
Here's another time where I have to be transparent. I never wore the flat brim beanie. I had many a crush on a guy who did, which is unfortunate for me. In the same breath, the Cookie Monster flat brim hat, along with the Elmos, the Oscar the Grouches, there was a huge moment for that in high school when I was in high school.
Yeah.
To the point where like guys were wearing them, girls were wearing them. And what comes with those things are the matching sweatpants.
Yes, always.
That everyone thinks are okay to wear anywhere, which aren't. So unfortunately, I am going to have to say the Cookie Monster flat brim because that is much more scarring to me than the emo boys I had crushes on that like... You know, loved the attention that I gave them.
I don't know how far west those Cookie Monster flat brims made it.
They must not have. No,
just getting there now.
I have a very vivid picture in my head of a girl in gym class wearing the Cookie Monster flat brim with Cookie Monster sweatpants, not wanting to participate in gym, pissed off on the side of like the track, just like mad at the world.
Osiris sneakers.
Yep.
Maybe a Monster Energy hoodie.
Yes.
But if somebody was messing with the autistic kid, she was the first to run over there and stop it.
Oh, hero. Facts. Yeah. That's facts.
Hero.
Yes.
A girl wearing a Cookie Monster flat brim beat up a guy in my school in like front of the entire school. We were waiting to get into the actual school. Beat the shit out.
Yeah.
Like, nice. Wailed on
Cookie Monster girls will fuck your shit
They'll
up.
They'll fuck your shit up.
Hearts of gold.
Yep. Yeah, Tracy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Always Tracy. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. That Hillary. The matching gym shoots. Britney's. A lot of Britney's. Britney's a name.
Britney is going extinct, but Britney, the most used name in my grade growing up was Britney. We had like eight Britneys, not even kidding. And a school with like 4,000 kids, like eight Britneys in my grade alone.
I don't know if this is with your grade, but there's only a very specific type of person had the name Britney. It's almost as if like you couldn't be any other personality type.
Yeah, all of the Britneys that I knew were friends. Like it was like we had 12 different Britneys and we had to go to all their birthday parties and it was tough.
To be honest, they were all the fucking worst. Yeah. Every single one of the Britneys was the absolute worst.
Well, I disagree. One of my besties is still named Britney.
Well, I think maybe you probably had a few more Britneys than yours, but every Britney I knew was the worst person in the entire world. They were unbelievable.
It's tough.
The Cookie Monster. Gonna move on. Now we're gonna do the 1 seed versus the 16 seed. We'll do the chain game first. Got a lot of interesting options here. The full denim outfit from Kelly.
Yeah.
Really liked it.
Want me to explain?
Yes.
So there's a difference between like a full denim outfit.
I'm wearing.
You are right. I thought it was me. I thought I was fucking something up too.
I was like, God, it's Darth Vader.
It's a long walk to my desk to the studio.
You've been here for like 10 minutes, man.
I still have yet to catch my breath.
Did you hear that, Kate?
I didn't want to say anything.
Why can't I hear it?
I really worried it was me. I was like, I must be like breathing and no one's saying anything.
I was about to tell you.
We started talking Britney's and all of a sudden it was like Britney.
I think it was Robbie. Wasn't the overweight Midwest guy. It was Robbie.
That's pretty funny. Sorry, Kate, go ahead.
So the denim outfit, it's one thing to have like, it's a look, or I'm wearing a denim dress, or, you know, you posted earlier the Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake look. Like, I understand that's for a look, it's for a carpet, whatever. Not my favorite look, but, like, not as offensive as the people who will wear a, like, jeans on the bottom, jeans on top, and they're dead serious. Maybe even worse if it's two different kinds of light wash jean that aren't exactly the same. It's just like, we get it. Like, we get it. You like denim. You're going for a look. And I'm telling you, it's missing. And it's just not, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
I hate it.
The full denim fit. Gauges is on there. Gauges were mentioned a lot. A lot of different people
gauges.
Gauges
are gross. Yeah.
Gross. Nick said he used to have multiple gauges.
No surprise.
I would hope if you have one, you have two.
Yeah. You can't be a one gauge guy.
No.
I wonder if he got them like sewn back up.
I think he said they closed, didn't he?
Yeah, there's a certain, a couple of my friends had them. There's a certain level you can't
diameter.
Go past.
Got it.
Yeah.
And then we would have to get them sewed up. I always thought they were gross, and my friends that had them would always be like, oh, yeah, if you take them out, they smell disgusting.
Always. That's always what they would say. They'd be like, oh, look at this. Like, and then they'd all make joke around, like, ha, yeah, we're all here with our, I hung out with a lot of, like, punk kids.
Put their fingers in their gauges and just twist them around and shit.
What's wrong with these people?
It's gross. Yeah. People are nasty.
They always say, like, earring back smell really gross, right? Isn't that a thing?
Yes. I mean, your pierced ears don't smell great, but you don't sit there and like smell your earrings.
That's fair.
You know?
Lamar Odom,
yes.
His big rip on Chloe was that her earring smelled or something.
He said like, earring backs or something was his big diss on her. Yeah.
Like it's not something you would notice. It's also, there's a certain kind of back that would be like, there's like a big back. And if you just like never shower or take your earrings out, like then it will happen. But no.
Yeah. So earring backs, or rather gauge is what we're on. Wearing scarves indoors, that was a thing for a little bit. People like would wear them inside as a fashion statement, even though it was not cold or whatever.
That's me.
And
the infinity scarf.
Yeah, you're talking to me right now.
Well, it's cold in here, to
me
be
too.
Fair.
Yeah. I still love it.
Puka shell necklaces was a big one. A lot of people like those ones. LED shoes, those... That was a tough time.
But those are just for children, right?
I've seen in middle and high school that we had LED shoe kids.
Ooh. Oh no!
I had some Ninja Turtle pairs, but I was four. So
right. Might be able to add on to this too. Wheelies? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Heelys. Yeah.
Or Heelys.
Heelys.
Those were kind of sick. I was never allowed to get them.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I was not allowed.
Heelys. Cargo shorts. Also from Kelly.
Disgusting.
Bad.
Sorry, no offense.
I wore a lot of cargo shorts growing up.
Yeah.
I mean, you looked at me when that went. Yeah, it's true.
It's just so unflattering is all. Like, it's not that I'm not shitting on it for its practicality. Yes, it's pockets galore, but it's so pockets unflattering. Galore. Like, you just look ugly.
I can keep so many things in those pockets.
Even like, I know, but it's like.
John Cena?
Because it makes him look small on the bottom. Yeah, like it makes his legs look short and stumpy when he's like huge and handsome. But even in Peacemaker, are you thinking?
He's like the cargo short king.
Yeah.
Oh, and he did that belt too, the rope belt.
Yeah.
Where like you had
look
to do
how
the weird
stumpy
thing.
His legs look with those on.
I used to do
and
the
his
rope
legs.
Belt
his
there,
legs yeah. look stumpy as fuck. Yeah. She's right about that. But it's also
one
he's
of
wearing
the biggest.
Thing.
Biggest heartbreaks of my life, my ex always wore Old Navy plaid cargo shorts like 24/7 all the time. And he was like a big John Cena type too. So it just made him look whatever. And he would always like keep it and cheated on me. And a picture of him with her came out and he was wearing a nice pair of like pocketless Dockers and he was fabulous. And I was like, oh my God, I wasn't worthy of the good shorts. I got the cargo shorts and she got the good shorts version of it. But I did. I saw the picture and like my eyes, instead of looking at them, I was like, oh, she got him to wear good shorts. Oh my God. My heart like shattered
so
into
funny.
A thousand pieces. Yeah, it was brutal.
That is brutal. Yeah. Damn, I'm
cargo
sorry.
Cargo shorts are, no, it's okay.
Cargo shorts are back though, right?
Don't say that.
Not really.
I know, cargo pants, Kelly.
Cargo pants. Cargo pants are back against, you know, my beliefs, but cargo shorts are still hideous. Yeah. I have a little cargo like swishy pant that I don't really wear to the office, but yes.
Che, you were a cargo shorts guy
As like a teenager when they were like very in style, but no, I haven't worn them in decades.
I don't know if they were ever in style.
I think they were. I'm with Che on that. I think they were
very much like, well, it's the same vibe as like every once in a while, you know, blue collar construction clothes are in style. Yeah. And I think it was that time.
Yeah. Like Carhartt. Like,
yeah, Carhartt.
I fucking love Carhartt stuff, dude.
I wear Carhartt shirts every day.
Yeah. They're unbelievable.
This hold on. This group in New York, this is just a smattering of people I would see at a mall. So if you go into like an Old Navy at a mall, would there be cargo shorts there now? I genuinely do not know.
Yes, I think so.
Cargo shorts?
Probably, yeah. I don't think they've never stopped selling cargo shorts. It just depends on the stores you go to. Like, you're not going to like the trendiest store. Like, you're not going into Nordstrom and getting cargo shorts. But you can go to Old Navy and get cargo shorts for sure.
JCPenney.
Okay, so then maybe,
maybe
to Trent and Maya's point, like maybe they were never in style, but that's just where you shopped in middle school.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair.
Kohl's, like they're definitely at Kohl's.
We're a big Kohl's family.
We were a big Kohl's family cash. Too. Kohl's Cash. My nana still loves Kohl's Cash.
Yep. Marshall's. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of Marshall shopping.
A lot of Marshall shopping.
The Justin Bieber haircut. So like not a bowl cut, but like the
swoop.
The swoop. Yeah, I guess it's not. It's like the Alabama swoop. It's like the I don't know how you describe it. It's close to that though.
I definitely had that.
The big long swoop.
I can picture
it's
it.
It's somewhere between emo hair. Yeah, straightened emo hair and the Alabama swoop. Like it's like a tousled, flattened Alabama swoop.
Yeah, and I could never get my hair was too curly to do that. But my middle brother had it, and the girls loved him.
Of course,
and everyone had that.
I bet you rocked it, Robbie. I rocked it. Yeah, of course.
Rocked it.
I would straighten maybe 1 inch of hair in the front every morning, and like 1 inch in the back, and I would burn my fingers every morning. Fuck. Wake my sister up like that using her straightener.
After that, we have this one, and I talked to the Cedo chicks about this a bit because I'm not sure if I would technically consider this a trend, like an actual fashion trend, but men's rompers were hot for a minute, but I feel like it was more like a meme.
Oh, that
was
a gimmick. The romp hymns?
Yeah, the romp hymns. I feel like it was more like a joke.
That was a joke.
Because I never saw people wear it.
I saw John Feidelberg wear one.
Yeah.
It was a joke. He looks incredible. But
here's where you guys forget, and I realize you guys don't see the other half of the world that I see. Yeah. Huge in the gay community.
Gays love it?
Yeah. Okay. Gays love
is that right?
a male romper. Yeah, all my friends had them. Like, wore them everywhere, still are wearing romp hymns in the summertime. Oh, yeah. Huge.
So, just to go over the list, the chain options again. The full denim outfit, gauges, an indoor scarf, puka shell necklaces, LED shoes. We'll add in Heelys on there, too, although I do think Heelys were kind of cool at the time, which is, I guess, is the point of this anyway. Cargo shorts, Justin Bieber haircut, and men's rompers, the romp hymns. I'll start with you, Kate.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Which one do you want?
Me?
Sorry, okay, I looked at you and then said Kate.
Yeah.
Kate.
Ooh, out of all that, I gotta go cargo shorts. Was that an option in there?
It was. Yeah. I was really hoping no one would pick it, though.
Okay, my brain blacked out. But yeah, I'm sorry. I gotta go cargo shorts for an old love.
Yep, cargo shorts. Mm-hmm. Jay?
I don't know if romp hymns had a moment, but I do remember Feidelberg wore them once, and I remember Lewis, Gang, also wore them once. And it's like, okay, those are like the most fashion-forward men in the office. So I was like, I guess these are cool. So it is really hard to get past like cargo shorts, because outside of that like time capsule of like 13 to 16, I don't recall a time where they were like really popular. So I guess I'll say cargo shorts.
Another for cargo shorts.
I'm going to go with gauges. I think out of all of those options, if I have a daughter and a boyfriend shows up at the door to take her on a date, the gauges, I'm like, you're getting back in your car, you're driving home, you ain't taking my daughter. The rest are maybe the LED shoes. I'm like,
that's a good point.
Yeah. That is a good point.
Gauges.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Robbie. Can I switch to
Yes, absolutely.
Gauges.
Boom. Yeah. Yep. I feel powerful. Yeah. Right now.
That was awesome.
You really did.
You know the guy drives the dirtiest Honda Civic you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, he does.
I was gonna say gauges, so that's and Robbie laid it out perfectly.
Yeah.
Gauges I don't understand them. I sound old now, but I don't understand them, and I never will.
And it is the most permanent of all these mistakes, too. Like, the other ones, someone will pull up a picture and laugh at you, but, like, for the rest of your life, you will have that big-ass fucking loop in your ear, and everyone's going to be like, oh, that guy had gauges. You don't even have to ask.
Or some MMA fighters have them, and they have to tape up their ears for fights, and then the tape comes off mid-fight, and you're, like, looking at it around.
If you got to tape up your ears, you did something wrong.
Yeah. Oh, gross. I'd go with gauges as well.
Okay. Oh, let's round it out. Absolutely.
Full clean sweep for gauges. Wow. Gauges going to go up against the number one seed in this tournament, the JNCO. The JNCO jeans.
Ooh,
those big-ass fucking jeans.
Tough.
People saying maybe to made a little bit of a comeback recently. Maybe partially inspired by PFT, which I think he did.
Just PFT.
Maybe he did it ironically, but they're still the sales have been up from what I was looking at on JNCO.
What were you
looking
at? I
looked up JNCO jeans. I mean, I don't think it was from their website, but I just looking it was JNCO back because I was thinking about it, and apparently a little bit back.
I follow this like hip kids boutique in the West Village that always does these fit checks out front, and they have sold out of their JNCOs every single weekend for the last whatever. They're like, we're getting a new stock in, and there's a line out the door, and they're like selling out.
They
right
are
now. Yeah,
they
crazy.
Are back. Yeah. JNCOs are back.
Yes.
Incredible. And it started out with like wide leg pants, and now we're starting to dabble in like flare jeans again, and the JNCO jean is kind of the perfect combo of those things. And girls like them a lot because they can, it's like tiny waist, you know, big leg look, and it's also like feels like you're walking around in sweatpants. There's so much fabric, you know.
I thought JNCO stood for something like FUBU, but it doesn't, I guess.
JNCO, right? No, I don't think it.
Yeah. I thought it was an acronym this whole time, and I just went to look it up. Nothing.
No.
But do the JNCO jean versus gauges, Kelly?
I'm gonna say gauges by a mile. I think that JNCO jeans were never that offensive. I think that it was very much like a stylistic choice, and you're clearly like sending a statement with, you know, your baggy ass jeans. Mm-hmm. But it didn't really offend me ever. Gauges are inherently offensive.
Gauges are inherently offensive. I think between these two, I feel like JNCO's was more of a fashion trend. I think gauge guy is a gauge guy for the rest of his life, if that makes sense. Like, he did that to be part of a community that he will never leave ever. And it's almost like a permanent scarring of himself to remain part of it. And to that degree, I almost respect the gauge guy more than I respect the JNCO guy, because the JNCO guy was just a slave to a temporary fashion.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna go with the JNCO.
Mm-hmm.
Trent.
I'm going to go with JNCOs as well. Yeah. And I never wore them, but I definitely had people that I knew that wore them. I feel like if you look back on those pictures, you're like, wow, that might have been a mistake. You know what I mean? It's just that, like, similar to the cargo short thing. Like, I have a lot of pictures of me in cargo shorts, and I do look back. While I love them in the moment, I look back and I'm like, I couldn't have just wore something else.
Yeah.
And I think JNCOs are the same way. You look back on that, that's maybe a picture that you like put in the back of the photo album. Yeah. You're like, I don't need people to see that.
Yeah, agreed.
Again, I'm going to go with gauges for all the reasons I laid out in the last round.
What if the guy that you're talking about shows up in JNCOs?
It's not great, but it's like, all right, this kid's probably like a douche. Gauges, I'm like, this kid's worrisome and he's
dangerous.
Like, do drugs with
my impulsive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not thinking long term.
He likes the pain of stretching his ears out.
Yeah.
Like, there's something wrong with this person.
Yeah, yeah.
He's, no offense to the listeners of the Gauges.
He's a cutter, you know?
He's smoking something weird.
They're always cutting.
He's like rolling his own cigarettes or some shit.
I remember going to the mall with the same group I got the Elmo
Cookie Monster hat
with, you know, and I remember there was this older kid that was a senior when I was a freshman. I don't even remember his name, but he had gauges. And I remember he was telling me, like, I went to a funeral last week and I was sexting my girlfriend during it. That's the kind of kid that has gauges.
And, that's the energy, yes.
My friend grew
out of
JCPenney that day.
Kicked out of JCPenney? What'd you do to get kicked out of JCPenney?
They were playing Manhunt in JCPenney.
Oh, no.
I was the person in the group to be like, guys, I think this is a bad idea, so I'm going to wait outside
the
store.
The anxious person? That's me, too.
Yeah, so
it was always me.
I did not get in trouble, but all my friends did.
That's really
metal. Which mall?
Garden State Plaza.
Oh, I was a Bridgewater Mall girl.
Yeah.
It's really metal to get kicked out of fucking JCPenney.
Yeah, playing Manhunt, you know.
Che.
As a parent, you always tell your kids, like, you can be anything you want. If you get gauges, your career scope goes from, like, this to this. Like, you're working at a handful of places. I'm not going to insult any places
Spencer's
by specifically naming them. But
Spencer's
like
Gifts.
Spencer's,
yeah. Hot topic.
Show me a guy with gauges who has a 401k and my jaw will literally detach from my body.
Yeah. It is tough to recover from that. So I got to go with gauges.
Gauges. 3-2 in favor of Gauges. Kate.
Yeah, Gauges.
Wow.
Gauges with a wow, close one.
So bad, yeah.
I'm trying to think of when the last time I saw somebody with Gauges. It has been a very been a long time.
I think it really just depends on the community you're hanging out with. But it is really like, it's just so, if you don't like it, there's nothing redeeming about it. Like, it's not a, Gauges to me is less of a trend, like kind of like you said, and more of like a statement. So I just know automatically you're an asshole if you have that. Like, you don't like grow out of it. Like, you just kind of, you know.
I just wouldn't be able to stop looking at them.
Like, you know what?
There's a bracket listener with Gauges just like taking them out right now. Like,
Yeah.
I've seen them the most. I'm in a bunch of those like Chicago ladies don't date him groups where they like,
oh,
and
fun.
That's
so fun.
I see a lot of the Gauge guys posted there and they're like red flags with it. And everyone's like, no shit, honey. He's got Gauges. Yeah.
I need to get in some of those groups. I always see like stuff go. I need to send me some links. I need to get in some of those groups. I need to find the New York ones too, but.
There's a guy that works for us named Gage. I think his name, Gage, is kind of sick.
Oh, sure.
Oh yeah. I like Gage, Gage the person, yes. I like him a lot.
I just mean Gage the name, too, just in general. I think Gage is a cool name, just not a great, what do you call it, piercing option, I guess?
Yeah. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah. Statement.
Gage is going to move on. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about Ibotta. Grocery bills are expensive these days, but now they don't have to be. Start getting cash back on your grocery shopping with the free Ibotta app and get cash back every time you shop. Ibotta is the free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can still make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average Ibotta user saves $256 a year. That could cover the entire cost of a shopping trip so that you can buy that flight you've been eyeing, that game you've been dying to go to, or that fancy dinner you've been craving, or get that Gauge installed that you've been trying to get done. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, just add your offers to the app, upload your receipt, and then you get real cash, and you can cash in your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. You can join over the 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta using the code BRACKET when you register. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app, start earning cash back, and use code BRACKET. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BRACKET. Shout out Ibotta. They really, that Gauges was in the ad copy. It's fucking crazy that they predicted that.
Wild.
That's nuts, yeah.
Now we have the number 6 versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed is Frosted Tips.
Ooh.
That was a tough time. We've talked about it, I think, on a recent bracket episode, but I had Frosted Tips.
You had Frosted Tips?
Yeah,
wow,
Frosted
Tips.
Is that picture?
That was a rough time.
Yeah, I need pics of that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the way they do that, don't they put something over your head and literally like poke it through? Like,
yes.
They like weave your hair
It's a silicone.
I didn't have the money for that. I had it as a gel that I put into my hair every morning that made it like almost sparkle.
No.
Like with yellow.
You didn't have it. You weren't dyed. You didn't dye your hair.
It wasn't dye. It was literally like a yellow gel that I would put into the top of my hair. And it was bad. And a teacher, like a front office person, maybe washed it out one day.
Sounds like you were putting Goo Gone in your hair.
Like, kind of, yeah. It was really gross. It was like this disgusting, nasty, really slimy and sticky gel.
What you're talking about, though, Robbie, is true. It's like this silicone like thing they put on your head over your whole scalp. And there's like a little tool that pulls the hair through. It's full of holes.
It
pulls your hair through. Right. It hurts like a motherfucker.
Yes.
And then they dye the hair on top. And then they like peel it out of your hair after a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like really even highlights. They still do it in some places, and it never really looks great, but when it's very like for even all of our highlights instead of doing foils, people do it.
So Frosted Tips is going up as the number 11 seed. The early 2000s giant suits that NBA players would wear on draft night. And got pictures of both of these in the chat, and the suit one I think is just like the 2003 draft class.
Is it McGrady? McGrady's got a great one.
It's just mine is just the 2003 draft class. These things are massive.
They're hilarious though.
Like the suit, like the waist like ends at their knees.
Oh, Dwayne Wade.
Become a trend.
Funny.
It's so crazy.
It's insane. And even if you just Google the rest of them from like that just general like 5-year period, they are brutal.
Who's the white guy in the front on this?
Kirk Heinrich.
Is that LeBron James?
On the far right,
On the far right, Kirk Heinrich is wild.
Damn. Insane.
Dude, they're all massive. And every player would wear these massive suits on draft night in this era, and they all looked terrible.
They're the kind of suits that two kids can sneak into to pretend to be one of them.
Yes. They're trying to go to an R-rated movie.
Yes.
If I remember, I think Kenyon Martin has a really bad one, if I remember correctly. But his is rough. But the giant suits versus the Frosted Tips. Start out with you, Kelly.
Okay. maybe it's controversial that I don't think either of these things are that offensive. I understand the blonde tips because it was the height of boy band, okay? Justin Timberlake had it. Brian from the Backstreet Boys had a little bit going on. Nick
honestly,
Carter,
both the bands, like they all did.
They all had, point. You know what I mean? Like every band, O-Town, 90 Degrees,
yeah.
All of them had it. So I understand why it became a trend. And some kids looked cute that way. Like, you know, it was a little bit of blondie, like, ooh, fun. Mm-hmm. Just something funky to do. And at the time, like, I feel like guys didn't branch out in any way. So it wasn't that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. Whereas these big NBA suits, I'm cracking up. Like, I think that that's a really funny, like, bit, joke, whatever. If it's being serious, it's disgusting, obviously. And so for that reason, I'm going to pick the suits as the worst option.
The giant suits, giant as, the, suits. As the first option.
I might not have any votes on my side, but...
I think because I was personally victimized by the frosted tips, I'll go with the frosted tips.
Okay.
And I feel bad because, like, my mom, I remember her telling me, this is stupid.
I feel
you're
like you have frosted
stupid.
Tip stolen valor, to be honest.
Well, because I wore I didn't have enough money to get the actual fucking.
I agree.
You were putting goop on your head in the morning. Yeah. I don't know what
every,
you were doing.
Every morning.
Colored goop.
This disgusting goop.
What was the brand? Do you remember the brand?
I think it was like, what's the one? Too Sexy or something? Like Big Sexy Hair or something.
You had
like
Big
that.
Sexy Hair.
Don't fucking laugh. I think that was the brand.
I would like to find. That is a brand. That is a brand. Big Sexy Hair.
Oh fuck! I should have said
hair,
that.
That's
gel,
really funny. I gotta get that big sexy brand for my buddy, for my guy Ken Jack. My son Ken Jack.
I remember because I bought it at Supercuts.
This kid, he's got frosted tips.
It was really fucking damn bad.
I'll have to do research on that and see if we can get some in studio because I need yeah, you to do it like present day.
It
like
was
I need
really fucking bad. So I'll go with the frosted tips, Trent.
I'm gonna go with frosted tips as well because it was the boy band thing. But like Justin Timberlake looked great, like Nick Lachey probably looked great. But then when everyone tries to do it, like Ken Jack and all the other kids in your school, it's like takes away the allure of it. And the big NBA suits you picked, the draft you picked was, it's an incredible draft. It's
like
LeBron
some of the best
James,
players of all time.
Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, Carmelo Anthony, Kirk Heinrich. Like I look at that picture and I'm like, that's a bunch of badasses right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way the suits look. The frosted tip thing, I've had a buzzed head pretty much my whole life, so I avoided all of the bad hair stuff,
yeah,
which has been a bit of a blessing, so I never had the frosted tips, but a few of my friends did, and they just looked like idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't imagine with like hair longer than like an inch long, to be honest.
No, it's pretty much always been buzzed.
Have you ever grown it out? Like, what's the longest you've ever grown it out?
There's one, when I played football in middle school, for whatever reason, one of those pictures I have long-ish hair,
mm-hmm,
but everywhere else I've just had a buzzed head.
Is there a reason for it?
So I have a scar on the top of my head, if you can see it. Maybe not.
Yeah,
I had a cyst on my head when I was 2, and they shaved my hair down for the surgery, and we just kept it rolling.
That's not a good
wow
reason.
For 30 years.
Forever, I don't think.
Wow.
I don't know why that. We just kept it rolling forever.
I mean, you're a full-grown man.
Well, now I guess I am. But
okay.
As a kid, we would always just buzz the head.
Fair enough.
I would love to see. I would love to see you grow your hair out.
I thought about
see
doing it during the pandemic. That would have been the time.
Yeah.
But I still hold just on couldn't commit to it.
Let's see.
Is this app going to give
come
me
over
hair?
Oh, is it
going to
give
over
you
away
hair
from the
I'll
mic
stop
a little
breathing
bit
into the mic.
Yeah.
This will be very interesting.
Cute.
Thank you.
But yeah, so another one for the frosted tips, Robbie.
I'm going to go with the suits. I got no connection to this NBA draft class where I'm like, these guys are badass warriors.
Do you know who LeBron James is?
Warriors.
Yeah, I know who fucking LeBron is. He's got
Dwayne
a train
Wade
wreck.
Dwayne
whatever,
Wade.
But
he's the train wreck guy.
I think the frosted tips are like a nice symbol of the time. You see it, you think of the 90s, you think of people competing on Nickelodeon game shows. Brings me back in the same way that you could think about like disco in the 70s or something. Let me see that.
That's really
oh,
weird.
That's bad.
That's really weird.
I gotta stop letting you take pictures
let me
of
see
me.
Let
that
me
looks
see
like a guy with gauges.
Oh my god. Well, he wouldn't have hair like that.
Yeah, I don't know why it would look here. I'll send it. You look like Hurley from Lost. That's
send
a bad.
It
yeah, let's send that to as many people as we can.
Tweet it. Tweet it.
How old were you in 2003, Bob?
5.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
ooh
crazy.
That's why
whoa,
I'm going
what,
with the frosted
Bob?
To the, you know, the shoots.
2003, I was wearing my double pop collar and bullying kids in school.
Yeah, I was entering wow kindergarten.
So we're 2-2. Jay.
2003.
That's crazy.
This is tough.
Kill me.
I
was wearing thongs that year.
I do kind of look back with fondness on those big suits.
Yes.
But like, what were tailors doing for that like 10-year period?
Taking a break, I guess.
Like, yeah, like maybe like a strike. I don't know, but
Taylor's strike.
Yeah. So I'll go with the big suits just because they do remind me of just that era.
Mm-hmm. The big suits, Kate?
Yeah, and now I feel like it's gone the other way where they're wearing like the tightest pants ever, like the tightest suits pants ever. It's gone the other direction.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm pulling the boy mom here thing. If that came back in style, I feel like I would love being in the kitchen and they asked me to frost their tips. And I'm like, of course, yeah. Like, I feel like I would love that shit.
Totally.
I can't hate on it because I think it's kind of cute. And you're right, Kelly. Like, guys don't often dip their toe in the trend pond. And it's fun when they do.
Yeah.
So I don't hate it. The suits, I just feel like, would be so uncomfortable. It's the same way I feel about all denim. I'm like, aren't you uncomfortable in that? Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at how long the pants are. Picture they got to walk in the rain.
T-Mac had a rough
pants
one.
Are soaked in those things.
It's crazy.
These are like some of the most impressive bodies on the planet, and we can't see them a little bit. So I got to go with the giant suits.
I wonder if they have
That's a great added point. Some of the best bodies on earth, we can't see them. What's the point of that?
Yeah, I want to see those bodies.
Same.
Oh. My brain froze.
Respectfully.
Hey, men aren't pieces of meat, ladies. Okay.
Yes, they are.
I completely forgot how about the Tracy McGrady suit was recent.
Yeah. I can't see a single imprint.
I'm going to tweet that.
Put different hair on him. Like, put like light. He would not have hair this dark.
You sending that to everyone was.
Take the headphones off.
You're no longer taking pictures.
Take the headphones off.
I'm not doing it.
I'll take the one from the website.
Trent with hair looks like a kindly like record store or comic book store guy.
Yeah, I'd say either to be honest. Like he kind of has a good look.
I feel like you'd have such lighter hair than that. Like I feel like you'd have like borderline blonde if it were all grown out.
Yeah, if it grows out, it gets blonde.
Yeah,
it gets pretty blonde.
Yeah,
were you hitting every contact in your?
I'm going to find just a different picture.
He's in the blogger pages like. To get your high def photo.
Howard Stern once called you a cunthead?
Yeah, he did.
Why?
Yeah.
It's kind of a long story.
I'm kind of just shortly, the shortest version you have, I'm
there
very
were,
interested.
There was a time, and there still is, when at golf tournaments, after someone hits a shot, they yell, Baba Booey.
Oh, yeah.
And we had, Kevin Clant, KFC, had been, he was selling, what was it? Just Jerk Off.
JJO bracelets. Motto for life.
And we, being in the golf community, we're like, we're going to do JJO at tournaments and have stoolies do it to replace Baba Booey. It's like a new era of yelling things at golf tournaments. Really weird when I explain it out right now.
Yeah. But,
and he caught wind of that. And I think we talked about it on a podcast. And they played it during the Stern show.
Okay.
And he was like, these guys are fucking cunheads.
Jesus. Really went hard, huh?
Honestly, it was an honor.
I mean, he's such a sourpuss sometimes, though.
Mm.
It was an honor. You get made fun of by Howard Stern.
So,
I'm good with that.
True.
The Giant Suits is going to move on by a single vote, or are going to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. I did another picture of Trent, by the way, and sent it in.
Oh, did you?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Let's just relax.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
I'll start breathing into this mic, make this podcast unlistenable.
Oh, no, this one's worse.
On the screen, by the way.
This one's worse.
Sorry for the
that's
podcast
geek
listeners.
Squad. This guy works for the
Geek Squad. Yeah, that's a Geek Squad guy.
I'm happier with that guy than the last guy.
That's fair.
No, I think the other guy is
the son
better.
Of Nicolas Cage and Con Air.
Yeah. You kind of need a neck beard a little bit. I think would make that look better, right?
What's the next matchup you think?
The next matchup.
Is it on that sheet of paper?
The 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is Ed Hardy hats and jeans. Ed Hardy was a rough time. Oh, Jay with a groan. Were you an Ed Hardy guy?
No, but I was not nearly tough enough to rock that stuff. But I do remember the types of fellas that would.
That's fair. Ed Hardy hat and jeans guy versus number 14 seed. We'll just say rubber bracelets. Like the Livestrong. The
I Heart Boobies.
I wore both in college.
I was never allowed to get the I Heart Boobies one.
Yeah,
I just got one from like a friend. Like people would bring like they'd order 100 and like pass them out in school. Yeah.
So the rubber bracelet era of wearing like it didn't even necessarily be the cause one. It could just be like everyone wore those whatever they whatever
did.
Those
did you guys just like in school? They would make it for school, like they'd be like for the cheerleading team or for the basketball team, like and you just
sometimes
wear them like your school would make them for stuff too, like not just Livestrong.
This is a rough one. I knew I had one in my profile picture. It's just me in my, I believe, Chinese course in college with just a 9/11 memorial bracelet on one, on top of it stacked is a Livestrong one.
Livestrong, of course.
This is in 2011. Wow. Yeah, bad look. Bad
I had
look.
A
full
a,
hair, though.
A Relay for Life one, I remember. Relay for Life. Do you guys ever do Relay for Life?
I remember, I never did it, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were rough.
I had a lot of like pop punk ones. The big, thick ones were big.
Oh, yeah, the double thick ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the rubber bracelets versus the Ed Hardy hat and jean combo. Kate.
Oh, man. So, weird. So I'm mom brain. I had a rubber bracelet. I had a cousin who had cancer. And so we had his name on it or whatever. And it was like a Livestrong bracelet or whatever. And he loved OAR. And I went to a, this was like 10 years before I worked at Barstool. And me and all my cousins were up front after he passed. I threw it on stage and he picked it up, Mark Roberge. I was like, this next song's from Art Dog, and played City on Down, this song of like whatever. And I got to tell him that story now that he's like in with Barstool or whatever. Aww. So I have a soft spot in my heart.
That's
for
cool.
The rubber bracelets. Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was really sweet. But I got the Ed Hardy people. Those are guys who shave their asses. they're real slippery. Their bodies are very oily, I feel like. And they're Ed Hardy guys would, as much as I want to rip on them, they like would consider me probably like a 2 when I'm a 4. So I gotta say, Ed Hardy guys, the Ed Hardy style. There's something about it that like, I can't stand. Yeah.
So one for the Ed Hardy guy, yeah. And Jay.
Yeah, the Ed Hardy collection. Are we including shirts in there as
yes.
well?
Yes. Let's say the Ed Hardy catalog.
Yeah. So that was kind of when UFC and like Ultimate Fighting was popping onto the scene.
Yep.
That'll be in a separate entry. So okay. Hold on to those thoughts.
Okay. so yeah, just that whole type of. I feel like it's not even like a brand or like a style. It's just a mindset. And I did not fuck with people with those mindsets. Those are the people that if you got drunk at the bar, they were looking actively to hurt you.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with that.
And another one for the Ed Hardy, or rather KB.
Yeah, what is the matchup?
It's a Ed Hardy attire, hats, shirts, jeans, all of it versus the rubber bracelets, the ones for the causes and, you know, Livestrong, 9/11, boobies, all that stuff.
Which is worse?
Yes.
Okay. So the Ed Hardy, stylistically, it kind of looks good to me.
Thank you,
it's
Kyle.
It's more of the person wearing that.
Yeah. Fair.
But the bracelets, had a cool run. Like the Livestrong.
Yeah, Livestrong's up there.
Yeah, I don't love them, but the Ed Hardy's definitely worse just based on the clientele.
You'd have to be a very specific person to rock Ed Hardy. And I think, like, it would be like Ashton Kutcher, I picture wearing Ed Hardy in that era. A lot of, like, he always wore the hats.
Ugly ass
hats. This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Cost less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Chase said it's like guys who just learned about fighting.
Yes,
I
that
feel like
too.
You could like have been a party guy in college.
That was before my era. I don't think that was like that's like okay. Gen X guys.
Theoretically, if you grew up in that era, like the right time, you would have been an Ed Hardy guy.
Yeah, I like the patterns.
Big patterns guy.
And the colors.
Robbie Fox.
I hate the patterns. I remember being like 6 years old, being in a store with my mom and seeing like an Ed Hardy like hair product or something. Like they put their print or whatever on a product and just having this deep-seated hatred for it. I truly like, I don't know where it came from as such a small child, but I've hated Ed Hardy since the day I was born.
Who the fuck is Ed Hardy?
A douchebag, an asshole.
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. I've never seen Ed Hardy. Day in my life. Trent.
Ed Hardy was my era. That was like in college for me, and I never wore any, but I who knows nothing about fashion, clearly just like not into that, I knew that that was bad. I knew that was just a horrible choice, and everything that Shay and KB said about the clientele, that's very true.
Yeah,
at the bars, if there was someone in handcuffs outside the bar at like 2 a.m.
you
no well different night when it wasn't me, it was a guy in an Ed Hardy shirt every time.
Mm-hmm.
They were trouble.
I don't know if I told you this, but like when in the bracket when I edit it, I do like little buttons for like where we vote. And your picture is your prison picture. Like we use one.
That's
I used
fine.
For you.
Jail, not prison. Yeah. But yeah.
Another for Ed Hardy, Kelly.
another situation where I have to be honest and I have to be real.
Oh, no.
I loved Ed Hardy. Loved it so much. But I'm not somebody who would ever wear hats and stuff, so I never had the hats. I did have a t-shirt that I loved. It had like a tiger on it. And I still, present day, I'll take a picture when I get home, have a pair of Ed Hardy shoes in my closet. I will not get rid of them. They're really cool. They have skulls on them. Like, the patterns are cool. Like, I'm sorry. The patterns are cool. Yeah. And
they picked the wrong group of people to rock. Like,
that's what I'm saying. So, so I loved it so much. I was so into it. Once Ed Hardy became bastardized by the people that wore Ed Hardy, it became like, you can't say you like Ed Hardy anymore. Mm. So I literally just sat here sweating this whole time waiting to confess this, because I understand the kind of people that wear Ed Hardy now, and it turned into, and it was a fucking nightmare, and it made us
we're
all look bad.
We're talking about Italians, right?
Yeah. We're talking about Italians. We're talking about
to clear the air.
We're talking about the Jersey Shore. We're talking about the Jersey Shore. We're talking about Miami. We're talking about those places.
I picture like Ronnie from the Jersey Shore.
Ronnie loved an Ed Hardy t-shirt. Nobody loved it more than him.
Who's the guy in Jersey Shore? It was like the situation's friend that would always show up. He had a name like the situation. Like the unit, was that it?
I forget. You know, weird. We gotta get Joey in here. He would know. He probably has his phone number.
Joey definitely wore Ed Hardy at some point.
Probably has Ed Hardy like still in his rotation, 100%. So in the spirit of not being a hypocrite, I have to say the Live Strong bracelets and stuff.
Oh yeah, KB, something we learned about Kelly is that she used to wear a double popped collar as well.
In what way?
I described it earlier. I had a white, it was Abercrombie pillows, obviously. I had a white Abercrombie polo underneath a pink 3/4 length sleeve Abercrombie polo. So it was like white poking out on this side and then the hot pink on top. And I wore like tight little jeans and I was just a hot bitch. You guys are jealous. Sorry.
It's still bullying.
I'm sure I have a picture of it somewhere.
Horrendous like, fit, to be
I will
frank.
Look, I will look really hard for a photo of it. It'll be crazy if I find it, but I might be able to.
She would have made my life a living hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She would have bullied you.
Bully the fuck.
No, okay. That's the thing is, like, people always thought I was a bully, but I was friends with, like, everyone. But I looked like a bitch.
Outcast, like Kate?
Yes. No, I was friends with people who wore Ed Hardy and fucking flat brim beanies and stuff. Yeah, like, that was my crew.
That's the one you missed, KB. Flat brim beanie is also on here.
Oh, yeah, that's horrendous.
Look forward to that.
That's another one. I said I had a lot of crushes on guys with flat brim beanies, unfortunately.
The next matchup is the 7 versus the 10. The 7 seed is the front hair flip. Pretty much every guy rocked this at one point. Again, sending this all in the chat. Front hair flip versus the wallet chain. So the wallet chain was also very, very, very in for a long time. Both of these things, again, another match where I'm positive Nick has rocked both of these at least one point in his life. So the front hair flip versus the wallet chain. Start with you, Kelly.
I'm dying over this front hair flip picture.
The front hair flip picture. That's so in fact has classic. Come right from a fucking supercut.
It is so classic. I'm going to go ahead and say, or I'm sorry, a chain wallet is
chain
the other.
Wallet. Yeah.
Man, that's also tough because again, every guy that rocked the like front flip hair, I like had a crush on. Like I just was like, "Ooh, that's so cute. Like you're doing something with your hair. You took time and put product in it." Like I was into it. The chain wallets remind me of the guys who would also like put a chain on a duct tape wallet, which I think is fucking gross as well.
Oh my God. That guy sucks.
I kind of put them in the same category. And again, a lot of people I was hanging out with were doing that shit and I was not into it. So I think that the chain wallet like type of person is worse.
Again, personally victimized by one of these, which is the front hair flip. So the goop shit I was telling you about, that was in the front hair flip.
Of course.
Yeah.
The right in the dead center of it all the way around. And it was bad. So I'm going to go with the front hair flip. Trent?
This is a tough one. I think I'm going to go with the chain wallet. I think that falls under a similar category as like the gauges.
Sure.
Like, I think if you were wearing gauges, you probably had a chain on your wallet.
Yeah.
And the front hair flip, that doesn't look so bad. That kid looks all right. Chain wallet, it's a whole
different,
that's a whole other package of stuff, I think, if you've got chain on your wallet. So I'm gonna go with that.
Mm-hmm. Two for the chain wallet.
I didn't know initially why you asked me to be on this bracket because I thought not an area of expertise for me is fashion. I'm now realizing it's because I've done and worn all of the things on this bracket. Mm. I had a chain wallet.
Okay.
I did the front hair flip for years. I don't think the front hair flip is that bad. I feel like it's just a default haircut. You look like a default video game character. The chain wallet, I do look at some pictures and I'm like, yeah, it could have done without the chain
wallet. You did the chain wallet?
Oh, big time, big time.
Did you have duct tape wallet as well?
No duct tape.
No, okay.
No duct tape wallet. Was there like a Velcro wallet?
It wasn't Velcro, but I think it was like a wallet from the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sure. That.
Yeah, the feeling.
Vinyl wallet.
Yeah. Really hard. Yeah. Like, it buttoned open. Yeah.
Yep. KB.
Yeah, the hair was just a style. That's it was just what the style was for young men. Not too bad. The chain, but also the chain wallet. Some people, that's who they are. Like that's that was a style for like punks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
like mohawk chain wallet.
All of these are like trends for certain people too. So like that is that's kind of the idea of the bracket, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think both look cool.
You want?
I think the chain wallets, people can rock it.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the front hair flip right now. If they wanted to.
No. I think. I guess I'll go chain wallet. It is pretty ridiculous.
Chain wallet. I kind of want someone. No one here has the right hair for it.
I kind of. Like, I kind of feel like Stephen Che right now has a front hair flip.
I do. I don't
want to say it
right now.
Kelly was so nervous to say that. She's like, I don't want to point any fingers, but I think one somebody on this podcast has it.
I feel attacked. My hair is actually very interesting. Well, not a very interesting story, but I like Trent. I actually had a buzz cut almost my whole life. Like into college, I was buzzing my hair. And I sent a picture to the group text. I started going to the barber, like a regular barber. It would be like just me basically buzzing my own hair. I think like junior year of college when I had a car. And I asked the barber, and I was like, what do you think would look good? Let me just have like a regular haircut. What's a regular men's haircut? And I asked this random barber in Long Island what a regular men's haircut was. And I put 100% trust in him. And he just said, I don't know, maybe like a Caesar? And I sent that photo to you guys.
That's what you had?
And I had that for a year, and I would just ask for that because I literally did not know any other haircuts. I wasn't like, hey, give me the, you know, now, of course, Travis Kelce's like, oh, the Travis Kelce, the fate. Like, no, like, I was just buzz cut. So I was like, all right, I'll take the Caesar. So I'd ask for this for
the Caesars.
This is so bad.
Steven, I want to commend your bravery. I think that's brave because as a guy who has also been buzz cutting and continues to do so, I would never have the balls to go in somewhere and be like, give me a regular haircut. Because I would do the same thing. I would trust them and I would end up with a Caesar for a decade. I get it.
So what? Are we debating the Caesar hair?
No.
No, the front hair flip.
Once I became a little bit more domesticated and was like, hey, like, what type of haircut should I be going for? I solicited more feedback and then eventually landed on something somewhat similar to this.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, this is just a fairly normal looking men's haircut with some pinage, I would say. So every morning I would say that. Some like pomade or something in my
product.
Hair. It takes 8 seconds and I'm out, which I'm good with, and it looks presentable. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a Caesar, so I personally score that for a win as myself. But yeah, I currently rock a front flip. So,
that's a drug dealer.
For that
haircut.
Reason, I absolutely cannot vote for it because I rock it unironically. I have sexual relations with this hair. Like okay. This is
all right. We're debating. Right. This is all the right hair now. We're debating.
Yeah.
We're debating like the Justin Bieber style.
This is like say this is like full commit, but this is.
Yeah.
Okay. Closer to the one I sent in the chat, KB. Wait, do you have a picture of you with the Caesar haircut, please? Not right now, but I'll put it on the video later for those watching.
Yes, I'm okay. Certain I can find it.
Ironically, I do think that if you had styled your hair, if you had that Caesar haircut and styled it front flip way, it would look fine. Like, it wouldn't look like Caesar haircut. You would just have to put some product in it.
Right. I was also, you just 20, 21 years old, and I was like, I'm not putting shit in my hair.
Sure.
It looked terrible.
Right. I don't think your hair
looks
bad.
That's why girls wouldn't sleep with me.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why. Kate.
Oh, yours is good because it's not. When I was like in middle school and high school, guys would gel it flat forward,
yes.
And then we called it the Hot Wheels ramp because you could literally roll a car off it, and it would like. It was so stiff.
They would hold both sides. Like you'd go this way and this way, and like
My mom would do it for me with a blow dryer on one side and a brush on the other. Straight up. Yeah.
So see, Kate, so much to look forward to.
I know. And
that's
then
so
the chain wallet, though, when I was in middle school, it was the JNCO kids, the boys wearing the JNCO jeans with the chain wallets, and I love thinking of like what a middle schooler has in their wallet that's so important they have to chain it to themselves. I don't know what
so
you have
true.
In there. So I kind of like both of these things. I guess I'm going hair flip, though, because the kind I'm thinking of, the gel down with like the super stiff, got to go flip, hair flip.
Well, the wallet's going to move on. Yeah. Next matchup, we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed chain game. We'll do the chain game first. Second chain. First option, man buns. They were in for a long time. Another one where I think we kind of talked about this a little bit, but like if the guy's hot, it doesn't really matter.
That's right.
Doesn't really matter. Yeah. But if the guy's not right. hot, it matters a ton.
Definitely.
Low-rise jeans. I think low-rise jeans are hot. I don't know.
Oh, God.
The ones that go at the waist?
Show my ignorance. I don't know exactly.
Low-rise jeans. Like think like Paris Hilton. Like where she yeah. or her jeans, you could like see the top of her vag yeah, pretty much.
Thong,
that's how low.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I'm
Here's
not
Keira Knightley wearing low
guy,
jeans.
Guys don't dislike yeah, right low rise jeans. Yeah. Only girls don't like low rise jeans because they There's are like, so unflattering if you don't look right. like Paris Hilton.
0.2% of the population.
Keira Knightley looking great in them.
Her yeah. too. Her yeah. too. Same vibe. She's, you know, if you weigh 90 pounds, you can wear a low rise jean.
Yeah, I mean, from a guy's perspective, they're great. But
pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Next was Holes in Clothes via Kanye from Robbie.
Yeah, yeah. This one's hypocritical because I used to like cut holes in the knees of my jeans and shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the like $400 shirt that makes
it's more like a homeless chic. Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Homeless
yep.
chic. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yep. Trey, tell me. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Trey with the Caesar?
Yep. That's Trey with the Caesar. All right.
Oh, boy.
It's somewhat grown out, but
yeah it's a little bit grown out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
yeah.
a tough haircut.
Yeah, that is
yeah.
not too bad.
I think you look all right there.
It's not too bad. It's not terrible.
Definitely find me a worse one for later if you
looks
can.
Looks way better than the last Caesar you sent
yeah.
us in the
And yeah,
show.
A little bit of product. You could have gone a long way.
A little product would have changed the whole
game.
We're so close.
Mm-hmm.
After that was Crocs. Crocs, I think, have stuck around, though. They've stood the test of time.
They're bigger than ever, yeah.
Yeah.
I just hate Crocs. I submitted that one.
I hate them, too.
I submitted that one.
They're so fucking hideous. Oh, you did, too?
Yep.
Everyone said it?
Everyone submitted them.
That's so funny.
But they've stood this test of time, so it's very tough for them to include it in the actual seating.
Mm-hmm.
Osiris shoes, which we did talk about a little bit. Osiris shoes were tough. And has anyone not seen them before?
I have not.
I need a refresher.
I'll send them in the chat.
Huge tongues.
Big tongue.
The biggest tongue you've ever seen in your entire life. They were rough to look at. And they were like... They're supposed to be for skaters, right?
Yeah.
But God, these?
Yeah. Realistically, non-skaters would wear them.
I've never seen those before.
Yeah,
really?
Super flat. I
remember these, but my thoughts were always, how do they not constantly fall off your feet? Because they just look like they weren't even on your feet.
So
you know?
Like boxing shoes.
Well, they
shoes.
Were so puffy inside, it was like wearing an airbag.
Oh, true,
like they
true.
Were super puffy.
It's like a big slipper
Sounds
almost.
Comfy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Really long basketball shorts, like the end one Blech. Ones. You know what we're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hideous. I was thinking of that one guy wearing the, and I'll send it to the chat, the guy from the St. Bonaventure wore like the ones that went almost down to like his ankles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were tough.
At that point, you're wearing...
chat. That one is rough. And then last but not certainly not least, the Kanye shutter glasses. The Kanye sunglasses that were just shutters that just impeded your vision in every way. The ridiculous things to look at. So
I had a blue pair or I had a red pair that I would wear with my Elmo hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait.
I swear I rocked the Elmo hat with the shutter glasses.
Holy shit. You were like wearing a YOLO shirt?
Yeah.
Of
were you wearing like a YOLO?
No, I didn't have the Elmo shirt.
No, your YOLO shirt. Were
YOLO.
You wearing?
Oh, no, but I did have a hoodie that I got on the Jersey Shore Boardwalk that said, come at me, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, KB, you'd love this, too. Robbie used to wear an Elmo-fitted hat.
Yeah.
An Elmo flat brim. And his friend wore the Cookie Monster one.
We were bros.
Oh, my God.
And they wore it to the mall together.
Bros, you know?
So
guy stuff.
Guys being dudes.
Yeah.
Man buns, low-rise jeans, holes in clothes, Crocs, Osiris shoes, big-ass basketball shorts, and Kanye shutter glasses. Kate, which one do you want to go up against our 2 seed?
Oh, can you read those again?
Man buns, low-rise jeans, holes in clothes, Crocs, Osiris shoes, really long basketball shorts, and Kanye shutter glasses.
Oh, the shutter glasses worn on ironically are pretty bad, but I got holes in clothes. I'm going shutter glasses.
One for the shutter glasses. Yeah. Che, you definitely worn these at least once, if I had to guess.
No, never.
That's a Che move, Robbie. Yeah. I can see you. It's like dudes who thought it was like cool to do the worm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I could never do the shutter glasses. First of all, I have glasses. But Fair. Secondly, it impedes your vision so much. It takes 50% of it away. And it looks horrible. Anyone that wears them, I instantly think is a huge asshole. Because Kanye wore them very briefly, and then people just tried to copy that. So I'm going to say Shutter Glasses.
Yeah, he also is kind of an asshole, to be fair. Just,
Kanye West?
Summerfield. Just a little bit of an asshole.
Just a little bit,
KB.
I think most of these things are horrible, but it was mostly dorks that were wearing them. But the extra long basketball shorts, like the coolest dudes in the world were wearing those. And you look back and it's just the most comical thing in the world. Like LeBron was doing it. And that was like the big t-shirt era too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was like the Soulja Boy.
That was horrible. That was a big, and I think they'd acknowledge that looks ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go with the big ass basketball shorts, Robbie? Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to be with him with the big ass basketball shorts. I can't go with the ones that I actually wore. And the picture you sent in the chat where you see maybe an inch of ankle is hysterical.
Dude, I don't even know how he moved.
As much ankle as I'm showing right now, and they were shorts.
That's the funniest picture of the world.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Shorts.
And that guy was like, he was the man.
Yep. Yeah. Everyone wanted to get short. They couldn't find shorts big enough to be like him. They were upset about it. Trent?
Are we all afraid to go up against Crocs? Why isn't everyone not saying Crocs? Is it because...
It's the staying power is what makes it difficult for me to go against
And
it.
Also, at the end of the day, they're just rubber slippers. Like, I could see owning a pair of Crocs to take the garbage out, you know?
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Still, I'd rather die.
They're a godsend with kids.
They're so
really.
The people who wear them are so proud. Like, oh, I'm just comfortable. I don't care.
You got your gibbets.
Yo, I gotta put them on sport mode. Like, can we get it?
Can somebody like
it's
what?
It's so unfunny. Shut up.
I'm gonna go with Crocs. I thought everyone was gonna go with Crocs. Apparently, they have some sort of use that people love them, but they're horrible.
Explain the gibbets thing or whatever. It's pins.
I hate the gibbets.
You're an adult that wears little toys on your Croc shoes.
Or it's flair on your shoes.
And now like teens wear them to the gym.
Yeah,
it's really annoying.
KB, if you want to switch to Crocs, feel free because Crocs are horrific.
Yeah,
your opportunity's there.
I'm going with Crocs.
But I feel like people I respect are like, wear them.
Like Clem.
Clem wears Crocs?
Oh, yeah. Clem.
Yeah.
I don't know how they lasted, yeah.
Why are they a godsend for kids? Are they just wash easy?
They're so easy to put on. Like, it was the first shoe my kid could put on by himself and feel... It's just... And putting kid shoes on is...
Oh, for kids
the whole thing
to
sometimes.
Wear. That makes...
For kids, it's different.
For kids to wear them. Kids. Yes, that is different. That's different. But there are... They've made Crocs into high heels now that are offensive. So, you know what I mean? I can't... Yeah.
I'm going to roll with Trent. I'm going to go with Crocs as well. So we're 2-2-2. Kelly, you're going to break.
Guess where I'm going. Crocs.
Yes.
Fuck Crocs.
Crocs.
The gibbet thing really bothers me a lot. They also did a couple of collaborations.
Gibbet sounds like a slur.
Yeah, it does.
Very close.
Crocs also has done a few collaborations with like high-end fashion houses, and in my opinion, that is just, why are we doing this? We don't need to bring Crocs into the fashion fold. Pharrell wearing high-heel Crocs on the red carpet for whatever the fuck he's doing, it's not going to sell me on Crocs. I'm sorry.
There's that big-ass Crocs place near us, and like, up on 34th, and it looks like a building out of like Fortnite or something. It's just like highlighter green, just in the next to Macy's. It's ridiculous to look at.
Crazy.
Okay, so Crocs is going to move on and face their number 2 seed. Very simple one. Affliction, and I'm doing a combination Affliction Tap Out gear. So Affliction or Tap Out shirts, which were very similar to the Ed Hardy kind of demographic, where this is the guy that is looking to fight somebody, and he's probably going
like
to lose.
It was like a white trash Ed Hardy.
Yeah, much version. More a cheaper, whiter trasher.
Super cheap. Whoa, I'm thinking of
You both of these. You were both of these things.
Yeah, well, not Affliction, but Tap Out. Yeah,
Tap Out.
I had a nice arsenal of Tap Out gear.
Who do you think you could tap out?
At the time, you put a Tap Out shirt on and you do think, like, maybe fucking Johnny in the grade below.
I wish someone would.
Put the Tap Out on and then throw on the Come At Me Bro hoodie. And I was fucking ready to go.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the Affliction. This guy's drinking a monster, too, the entire start to finish. Affliction t-shirt / Tap Out t-shirt versus Crocs. Kelly.
Hmm. Affliction t-shirt, Timeout t-shirt versus Crocs. I'm still going Crocs. Crocs are terrible. Like, I know, again, similar vibe, like the punky kids wore the tap out shirts. Mm-hmm. Question for you, Robbie. Did you wear, in addition to your tap out t-shirt, did you have those hoodies that zipped all the way up through the hood?
Oh, yeah. I still own one. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's a
makes
combo.
Me into Boba Fett.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's like, there's always an offset. Yep. Like, they'll wear the tap out shirt, but they'll also wear the thing that zips all the way to the top. So it's less.
You got me. Red-handed.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably a Deadpool shirt, too.
So I'm going to go Crocs are worse.
No, I was never a Deadpool kid because, you know, before the movies came out, Deadpool kind of annoyed me because the fans were like Rick and Morty fans.
Weird fans.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, oh, he says enchiladas. It's the funniest thing in the world. It's
Szechuan sauce. Let's sell it out. Yeah. What?
But then the movie came
Rick
out,
and Morty's
like,
so lame.
Movie was good. The fans are still bizarro.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Affliction tap out shirt because that guy was just the worst. Just the worst throughout high school, no, later in college.
They were good guys.
Nah, there were zero good guys wearing
good
that.
Guys.
Like if you were to put, like, I'd be more willing to trust someone wearing, like, I'm trying to think of a non-offensive dictator shirt of uniform. That'd be wearing. I'd be more likely to trust that person than the person in a tap out shirt.
To trust a red coat?
Yeah, like I'd rather trust a red coat.
Tell you what, you get into a scrap on the playground, you're going to be looking for that kid in the tap out.
Yeah, he's going to be the one.
Guy?
He's going to be the one causing the scrap. Trent.
I remember in college, my buddy lost a bet, and what he had to do was wear an Affliction shirt to the bar. And he ended up getting laid that night, and it was the most impressive thing any of us had ever seen. It was, like, more impressive than the moon landing. Like, seeing him wearing an Affliction shirt and then leaving the bar with the girl, we were like,
Jesus.
I can't believe that just happened. But I'm still going to go with Crocs because they're just – they're an affront to everything. And I'm, like, not a fashionable person. Like, people would probably assume that I wear Crocs, but I do not.
I respect you more knowing that you don't like Crocs. Like, it makes me respect you more.
I really, for whatever reason, I see them and I get it. They infuriate me.
I would imagine he's like a socks and sandals guy.
No.
I don't know why. I think, you know who does that? I believe Chief in Chicago is a big fan of that.
Can you kick your feet up so we could show your sock situation today? I've been looking at it.
Oh, boy. What you got going on?
What's going on with the tucking the pants into the socks?
People do it.
It's a look.
It's a wrestler move.
It's a look.
It is. You look like you're cutting weight right now.
I'm not offended.
I'm definitely not cutting weight.
And they're funky. You got a big logo sock on.
Got a big-ass logo.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what people
I'm not
are
offended.
Into now. I'm not. I am by so far removed from being the king of fashion.
No, but I've been staring at it, and I was like, did he forget that
that they're overtucked?
Yeah.
No, it's just something I saw people do. People that I think I respect that are cool here. Roan, I saw do it, and I'm like, okay, well, now I need to do that.
I do that if I'm, like, about to put on another pair of pants because it's cold, like, to make sure
I
can't.
I thought
ride
you were
it.
Making a statement with your black
socks. No. Okay. I felt a cramp coming on. I had to move my leg.
Did you hear my knee crack before when I lifted my leg up?
No, did you hear my knees breathing into the mic earlier?
Fuck. Yeah.
You missed that. That was a great moment you missed, KB. Trent just breathing heavily into the mic to the point where we had to stop tell him
to stop the podcast.
Kind of disgusting, yeah.
You son of a bitch.
It was.
Yeah. I'm going with Crocs. I can't let tap out shirts make it far in this bracket as
Fair.
A UFC guy.
Crocs, KB?
The tap out shirts were instantly a mockery. Mm. Like a universally understood mockery before even like memes existed.
They were cool.
Not one.
Right, the only people who didn't know were the people who were wearing
That's
them.
True. The only people that weren't in on the joke.
I know. There was always guys who were like sticky.
yeah, a guy named like Dusty or some shit too. Like he had a weird ass name.
The tap out shirts are the worst. Yeah.
Sticky.
Melted like melted candies in his pocket or something, like melted warheads or some shit. Airheads.
None of that.
He wore a lot of the other things. He wore a lot of the other things on Sprague.
Stand up guys.
Definitely not. Che.
I'm pretty far removed from the whole like UFC and fight game, MMA game. So I honestly don't know the difference. I think the tap out shirts say tap out on them.
They do.
Yes. Enormous letters. Yeah.
All they say.
The
they sure do. And it's like goes big, small, big, right? Like it's like
it's like the biggest possible font. Yeah. It's like size 8,000 font across your chest.
Okay. I mean, to me, I kind of lump all those in the same. I don't like Crocs. I've never worn Crocs. I can see the use for it for kids and then restaurateurs because I think it's like cooks and stuff.
Yeah, true.
But outside of that, I'm not a supporter of them. But I don't support the fight shirts at all, so I'm going to go with the Affliction/tap out.
3-3.
Yeah.
Kate's going to break it.
I feel like a lot of people who wear Crocs, like Clem, a lot of dudes who wear Crocs who are, have like golden retriever energy. And if I'm in the hospital with a life, like life-threatening thing, and a nurse with a bowl cut, like an old-ass lady nurse with a bowl cut and like crusty Crocs comes in, I know that I'm going to be okay.
The tap out guy
put
you there.
That's a really niche vision I have in my head. When I was in the Marines, when I was in the Marines during the height of the war, every single guy, because you were surrounded in a sausage fest, was wearing Affliction and tap out 24/7. The second they got out of uniform, I was in a sea of it for 5 years, and it'd be like a bunch of dudes in tap out crowded around a computer watching like drone videos while Let the Bodies Hit the Floor plays like that. If you open any barracks door, and that's like what you saw, and I still have. I got PTSD from it just hearing you say it. Yeah, Affliction and tap out, hands down. And speaking of tapping out, I've got to go to physical therapy. Yeah. This chair has been my personal Vietnam.
Can I bet you hard money?
Oh, sorry,
Kate. Her back is fucked. Yeah, get her a chair.
I know. So I have to go. No, I'm good. But I have to go. But I'm sorry. But this has been a delight. And I will go look at my closet tonight and really reflect.
Kate, it's dealer's choice. Pick whoever you want to replace you from outside. Just grab someone from outside.
Okay.
And have them fill in. And by the way, I would bet hard money that cons were a lot. Of tap out.
Oh, without question.
Oh, my
time.
God.
A Jersey boy?
Chaps from Florida, too?
Oh, yeah.
Sales. Yeah. The regional salesperson in Florida for tap out, that guy made bank. He made bonuses.
Help her up.
Tap out.
She's having a hard time getting up.
Oh, my goodness.
Shade, do something.
Help her.
Oh.
Okay.
Going for the mic. We could do the next ad while we wait for the next person to come in. Let's talk about Rocket Money. Did you find any subscriptions that you forgot about or paid twice for and didn't realize it? Maybe you had like one of those, what do they call them, like the monthly thing where they send you a box of stuff?
BarkBox?
No, but like that sort of service.
Loot Crate? Yeah,
they send you a crate of Affliction every month. Maybe you forgot about it. Right. You never know about it. All of us have some sort of subscription like that we forget about. I know I talked about it last time we talked about Rocket Money. I found out I was being charged like $16.25 by Microsoft every month for like 2 years. There was a maze to try and figure out how to cancel it. Could not figure it out. Oh, I wonder who they got to replace.
Are you guys...
I'm looking kind of ripped.
Initiated to Captain?
Who is this?
Captain? No. Who is this?
Captain Ferdinand.
Captain Ferdinand. Introduce yourself to the group here.
Captain. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Captain Ferdinand. Mm-hmm. Cody. Cap, whatever you want to call me.
Mm-hmm. Cap.
Nice to be
hello.
Here.
What's up?
Initiate yourself, because we don't know everybody at Chicago
yet.
I don't know
if I've ever met you. I don't think so. Yeah. I'm Kelly.
Yeah,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, I was just standing out there. I do mostly sports. I do Mark Titus. Kate was like, hey, I need you to fill in. I was like, all right, here we are.
Cool.
Easy enough.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Awesome.
Thanks
he
for hanging.
Has a remote control bed.
No
what
shit.
Is that? How does
oh,
that
I heard about that. I
what
saw
does that
it on
mean?
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I have a remote that controls my bed.
Got it.
Like a sleep number thing?
Sick.
Yeah.
There you go.
Goes up and down?
Yeah.
Like a hospital bed?
So.
See, just that's what it is. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I guess you can.
All right, just needed a visual. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. All right, anyway, Rocket Money, it's the personal finance app that helps you cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you have full control of your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, they can cancel it for you with a few taps. It's great that your dashboard can just show you all of your month's spending compared to last month, so you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they'll create a custom budget to help you keep your spending on track. They'll even negotiate and help lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They have over 5 million users and have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year using all of the app's features. Stop wasting your money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and go to rocketmoney.com/lights. That's rocketmoney.com/lights. Rocketmoney.com/lights. Thanks to Rocket Money. All right, so here's the basis of this, Cap, just so we have a little bit of a know what we're doing here. This show is the bracket. What we're going to do is we're going to have two things going up against each other, and you're going to vote.
He understands.
Easy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Easy enough. So we're in our playoffs right now. First matchup is the broccoli haircut versus the popped collar. The popped collar, which one of these things was a worse fashion trend? We'll start with you, Kelly.
Okay. Again, we're stuck on a thing that I was a part of, the popped collar, but broccoli hair is the worst. It's still the worst. It's so bad. So I got to go broccoli hair.
The broccoli haircut, Trent. Or actually, I'm going to vote for the broccoli haircut too, by the way, just to make that clear.
Yeah. I'm going to go with popped collar. It's I hate both of these things, but I have hated popped collars for longer.
For longer.
Just because they've been around longer. It the means. Broccoli hair still infuriates me, but popped collars, I will hate those until the day I die.
My hatred towards the broccoli hair is so extreme that I am actively rooting for them to win this bracket so that we can maybe put out a graphic that says that they won this bracket and this is the worst. Because, like, it's not enough to just say they won at the end, because I don't think those morons with broccoli hair are listening to the full podcast. They don't have the brain capacity to make it to the end of a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be broccoli hair. It's got to win. We have to show these fucks they can't keep getting away.
They're
going
to listen to us for sure.
We need to shame them into not having. This is exactly how bullying
they're
works.
Gonna call us,
I'm glad
they've
been taking notes.
They're going to call us boomers and move on.
Yeah. I don't care. They need to need to know how fucking stupid they look.
Mm. Broccoli hair versus pop collar, 3-2, or 3-1, rather. KB.
I hate them so much, too, and I wish I didn't, because then it becomes like just a generational angry thing. But they fill me with so much rage, and you can see their dumb expressionless face, and you can tell by the look in their eyes that they don't know. They couldn't name a vice president. They couldn't they don't know what a continent is. I hate them. Yeah,
another one for the broccoli.
And it's just it's like a perm, basically. They have to go get a perm,
basically.
A fade into a perm, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's stupid. Che,
it's crazy.
So, I love broccoli hair.
Oh. What?
What? That's upset of the year.
What?
I tried my best to do it. I just sent a picture.
Okay.
What?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's tough because if you have straight hair,
Che,
you can't
do it.
Che,
that's just a picture.
That's a picture of you and Rosario Dawson. That's
what do you mean you tried your best
that's
to do it?
That's not even close.
That's your current hair.
No, not completely.
Did you send this just to send a picture of you and Rosario Dawson?
Yeah, he's
no, flex on his.
Your hair looks pin fucking straight, and this is just you and Rosario Dawson.
Like, it looks like you got shocked.
That's the funniest text message I've ever gotten.
The point is, you need curly hair to do that. I don't have curly hair, but like the equivalent of that is what I was trying to go for. And just a fade and like straight up, like almost like the kid in Play type haircut. Like, again,
but that's not what the broccoli haircut is.
It takes curly hair to do that.
No, these guys are having their hair
curled.
Perm. Yeah, you go get a perm.
They're getting a perm.
Yes.
Che, let me ask you what I think is going to get through to you. What was it like meeting Rosario Dawson? Was that incredible? Is that what?
So outside Broadway, what was that?
Yeah, no, she was a friend.
just a friend.
I love maybe Rosario.
It looks like you had a fade while. And then you got shocked by an electric current and your hair went all staticky. Like, that's what it looks like. It looks nothing like broccoli, even close.
How did you try to scrunch it? Like, did you put gel in and try to scrunch it with your fingers to make it curly?
This was before I was introduced to gel or pomade, so I would wear like a sleeve, like a cut-off short sleeve on my head at night.
You put on a fucking homemade do-rag to try and get a curly hair?
No. I wouldn't
go that far, but
people who have curly hair
that.
Do that as like a way to preserve your curls. Like, that is a way. So you did all the things, but you just have stick straight hair. So it wouldn't doesn't
I mean,
turn
if you
your
you
hair.
Sleep like that, then yeah, it gets pretty straight.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, well, it's just supposed to prevent frizz. That's like why people do that.
That's the funniest, sure. I think, text message I've ever got in my life. Just me with a broccoli haircut. Just Stephen Che with Rosario Dawson, not even close. That was
hair unchanged.
Yeah, unchanged at all.
Wow.
So, in summary, I do like broccoli hair. So, what was it going up against?
It's going up against the popped collar.
Oh, yeah, popped collar. Yeah, see ya.
Popped collar, see ya. Cap.
Yeah, so I'm unironically wearing a pop collar right now. Didn't plan that, but
that's accusative.
I would say my generation is notorious for the, you know, broccoli hair, the TikTok hair.
Yeah,
I'm going with that. Mm-hmm. Looks like a bird nest on your head.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. Broccoli hair is going to move on. Next matchup is Gages, which we talked about at length. Gages were rough versus the Cookie Monster flat brim. Oh boy. Start with you again, Cap.
Oh man, this is a tough one. I gotta go with the Cookie Monster flat brim. That's just all time. You see someone rocking that, they're devious. You don't know what they're gonna get into. So I'm going with that.
It is generally are they a dangerous person or are they like
dangerously dumb?
I think they want you to know that they don't give a fuck.
That the person, no, I don't think they want anyone to know. They just truly don't if you're wearing that. I think that's almost so bad it can't be intentional.
Yeah, no, they're not. Well, let's ask,
we have in our midst, Robbie, what's the reasoning
Cookie
behind?
Monster Bob.
I think it's what Kate nailed before. I think your parents get divorced and you just start looking for something zany, something random, you know?
True. They don't give a fuck.
So one for the Cookie Monster flat brim. Jay.
These two things are almost synonymous. I feel like
they're pretty close.
A Cookie Monster hat.
Are they?
Yeah. I disagree.
You have gauges.
Same circle, I think. Not quite the same thing.
Yes.
Same circle of friends.
I would say hats are, you can take them off. Gauges, I guess you could take off, but your ear looks like
fucked,
horrible.
Yeah.
So I got to go with gauges. It's way more permanent.
One for gauges. KB.
Yeah, the gauges trend is the least understood trend for me because you're giving yourself a disgusting deformity. You're giving yourself a gigantic earlobe and then a gigantic earlobe with a gigantic hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like the smaller ones are all right, but yeah, I can't do that.
I'm thinking more like the big ass ones, like the really truly, and some people put them in their noses too and stuff. Oh, and like
that's so crazy,
so offensive.
Yeah, they're nasty.
Is there a niche porn category for this?
For porn?
I don't know. Chai, why don't you look
He's
it
saying
up?
People like fucking open, the gauge hole,
open gauge.
I'm sure there is.
Are you? Oh,
like cock ring ear stuff.
I'm
sorry
positive.
For vulgarity, y'all.
Yeah, I'm positive that there is. There's absolutely
it's
something
be,
out there.
Yeah,
that's so specific.
I don't know. There's...
You can find something for anything, Trey, I promise.
If you could think of it, I think you could find it.
Yes.
Also, I'm more wondering how you thought of it. Did you think to yourself, I would like
I
to stick my dick
ear?
In there? Yeah, that's almost...
You have a giant hole in here? So, yeah, if you...
Giant holes equal. Hole. I got to stick my dick
it.
In that.
Yeah,
my giant cock.
Yeah, Kelly, if I see a hole, I'm going to fuck it.
That's guy stuff.
Chase, the guy that I was talking about who says that so many people are going to fuck that dune bucket, he's got it on lock. He's going to fuck that bucket. That popcorn bucket, you guys know what I'm talking about.
An unlubricated ear hole would definitely feel great to fuck, Che.
Earlobes are like the softest flesh.
Yeah.
I think it would feel at worst decent.
I think it would hurt your ear. What if it ripped the bottom? Like
oh,
got too thin
the
at the bottom,
out?
You rip through.
We can't be talking about this.
Yeah. No,
it's gauges, easily gauges.
I think everyone recoiling is really helping it. Trent?
Yeah, it's gauges. Because again, I'm largely unfamiliar with the Cookie Monster flat brim. So, but gauges are ridiculous.
Gauges. I'd go with gauges as well.
Gauges for me. Yeah.
Gages
way
is
more,
move on.
Way worse than
Gages versus the broccoli haircut.
Ooh.
To go into the finals, Kelly.
Oh my God, that's so hard because gages are disgusting, and so is that fucking hair. Mm.
You hate the different people that have them for different reasons.
Yes. Right. You know what I'm going to do though? I'm voting broccoli hair because I'm right in the vein with Robbie that we need to bring attention to the broccoli hair and we need to start shaming people into stop having this broccoli hair. So I'm going broccoli hair.
I'm going broccoli hair as well, and I think it's because like I think I would be able to find some level of common ground with Gage guy.
Yeah.
There's zero common ground to be found with broccoli hair guy. Like I would never even entertain a conversation.
Sometimes
with that
Gage
person.
Guys are just nice weirdos.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And like that there's it's just something like visually like you're immediately like, oh scared, but then like you can find something.
You're like, he likes the Insane Clown Posse.
Yes.
And I don't like him for that. But he's also a cool guy.
He's an ICP guy. Who cares?
Is there anybody out there with gages and broccoli hair?
No way.
I'm gonna look it up. I don't even know what I mean, there's no chance. There's no chance. Why even bother?
Feels like no chance.
I don't think there's crossover there,
I mean, that would be the most disgusting human being alive.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with gages. I hate broccoli hair as much as the next guy, but gauges, you just can't. And it's just a horrific... I don't fully understand why people do it.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli hair, I get. It's like a trend that the young people do on TikTok.
That they'll regret later,
I don't get.
Gauges.
Both gross. I hate both, but I did have friends growing up with gauges. Never had a friend with broccoli hair, never will.
Mm-hmm. Three for the broccoli hair. KB.
I mean, gauge is worse. People who wear the broccoli hair are worse people, but... There's worse hairstyles.
What's a worse popular that hairstyle that trended?
I don't think there is a worse hairstyle.
I think like the hot boy can pull it off. It's the fact that they all copy each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Right.
Like I would say a mullet is a worse haircut, but that's a personal preference. I hate mullets, but there are so many girls who are like, "Oh, silly mullet! Like I love it." Meanwhile, I really hate them so much. Like
broccoli is just so rough to look at, man. So you're gonna go with the gauges?
Yeah, Gage is, like I said, it's like you're giving yourself a disgusting deformity.
Mm-hmm. Jay?
Yeah, gauges. Same reason as KB.
Gauges?
Yeah, gauges. You can't really get rid of the hair. I mean, you get rid of the hair. Once you have gauges, you're kind of fucked.
So gauges is going to move into the final. On the other side, the Ed Hardy hat, or let's say the Ed Hardy catalog. So Ed Hardy hat, shirt, pants, all of it. Versus the giant 2003 NBA suits, early 2000 suits. Tough matchup. Really tough matchup. Start out with you, Captain. Wait, is that his Captain right? Did I mess that up?
Yeah, yeah. What was the first one again?
Ed Hardy shirts, t-shirts, hats, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Might be a little too young
for that.
Those are bad.
Yeah. No, I know what those are. Those are bad. I think the 2003 draft class, like, photos were kind of cool. So I'm going to go Ed Hardy.
Yeah. And one for Ed Hardy. Jay?
Yeah, same. The Ed Hardy collection is worse for me. I actually don't think, I don't really remember because I did have suits that were larger. I don't remember them being uncomfortable.
This should be comfier. It's airy.
That got pointed out. But yeah, like, I think they were fine. So Ed Hardy group.
Ed Hardy, KB?
I wasn't here. The suits, just the giant.
Yeah. The massive suits.
Like
we had help.
On August 21st.
We have a stowaway.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is Trust Me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
T. McGrady's.
Exactly.
Yes. I'll go with, like, my roots, like, Ed Hardy isn't bad looking.
Mm-hmm.
You guys think it, like,
oh,
it
I do.
Looks hideous?
I think it does.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm
I
blinded.
Think some of it looks kind of cool and fun.
I'm with you. So
I will
hard
admit
on this.
That I'm probably having trouble looking past the clientele. Like, they're so synonymous to me. But I still, yeah, Ed Hardy sticks.
I think I had a crush on a girl who wore an Ed Hardy shirt to school one day, and I didn't have a crush on her anymore.
Damn.
That's
just the
abrasive.
Stigma, though.
How do you separate the two?
Yeah.
Man. What would you do if I came in wearing I'm going to wear my Ed Hardy shoes tomorrow.
I think we just
I don't think I've ever looked at a person. I don't think I've ever
We would jump you.
I'd be able to run away quick. Those shoes are cute.
Fair.
I don't think
fair.
I've ever once looked at a woman's shoes and been like, nope. That's gross. Or been like
shoes are different than a shirt, though.
True.
I agree.
You can wear that shirt with a fucking bedazzled skull. Yeah,
you get fucking roasted.
I saved the shoes, to be clear. I had a shirt, but I don't know where
you'd
that is.
You'd get roasted if you wore a Hardy shirt in here.
Or the bedazzled cool, jeans, something like that.
So there's every now and then Clemmer wears in this Tweety Bird sweater into work, and we just destroy him every time he walks in the office wearing it. And that's what I imagine would happen if you were in a full Ed Hardy shirt.
True. He just looks like Mr. Rogers when he does that.
It's hysterical to look at.
For Easter dinner.
His Easter dinner
it's like
shirt. It's like a
cable knit bright yellow sweater that he wears over a collared shirt to work sometimes.
It's a good look. But he wears
sweater.
It in an old man way, not in a cool trendy way. Like the shirt doesn't pop out the bottom. Yeah. It's not like a cool.
Why are you guys making fun of me?
He just looks like Mr. Rogers somehow.
It's really funny looking. So two for the Ed Hardy. KB,
yeah. The suits, when everyone looks at them now, what do? They laugh. It was millionaires trying to look as handsome and sharp as possible. And now it just looks ridiculous. It looks funny.
Here, KB, I'll send it in our chat. The picture of the 2003 draft class is just hysterical to look at. Again, LeBron, I think, is maybe the sharpest because his is the most fitted. And that's very... Saying the very liberally.
Yeah, so you look at this, you're like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
These guys got head in those suits.
There's just so much fabric.
I know when they took their pants off to get that head, the pants
it took
were
days.
5 feet tall.
They're all the way up to their
it's
knees.
It's like dropping a curtain.
Yeah.
So you're going with the big ass suits, Robbie?
Ed Hardy, easy for me. I don't think they're nearly as embarrassing, or the big suits are nearly as embarrassing as Ed Hardy clothing.
Mm-hmm. Trent?
Yeah, I'm going to go Ed Hardy as well. I keep looking at that 2003 picture. KB may laugh, but I think they look good. I think they look great. I hope they probably haven't done this. I hope an NBA draft has a throwback night.
They retro, yeah.
Where they retro doing all of them wears suits like that. I think they're gonna do that.
That would
at some
be
point.
Funny, yeah.
That would be.
I'm surprised they haven't done that in a commercial yet.
They should.
Some old NBA stars do that.
Yeah.
They absolutely should. I'm going with Ed Hardy as well.
I'm going big suits. I can't go against. I can't go against my true self.
Because you have Ed Hardy in your closet. Because
I have it literally in my closet. Right. I can't wait to send you guys a picture. You're gonna be like, wow, those shoes are pretty sick. Like they have skulls and hearts all over them. They're cool.
Lil Wayne was rocking Ed Hardy.
Yeah,
Kim
hell
Kardashian,
yeah.
Zac Efron.
Ed Hardy, by the way, also was so expensive. Wow. Like it was really expensive stuff. Like I always wanted
it makes
more.
It more embarrassing. Than yeah.
No.
Spent a lot of money to look extremely dumb. Now we have Affliction stuff and Tap Out stuff versus the chain wall, the wall with the chain attached to it. Start with you, Kelly.
I'm going to go chain wallet for sure against Affliction stuff. Sorry.
Against Affliction
and
Tap
Out. The Affliction Tap Out stuff, that I think maybe I miss the real offense of it because like I know those kind of guys and that kind of person that would wear that shit. But I think the kind of person that's wearing the chain wallet is worse. I said earlier also that the chain wallet usually is a gateway drug for the duct tape wallet, which I hate more than anything on this earth.
Nick had both.
Yeah. Of course he did. Yeah. Of course he did. Like, of course. But that's, yeah. So I'm going to go chain wallet.
Chain wallet. I'm going to go with the Affliction Tap Out because I do think that that guy, just horrible, loved Call of Duty more than anything in the world, was terrible at it, screamed at the headset. You could hear his mom be like, stop yelling. And he's just like screaming over the headset. That's exactly what I picture. Trent?
Yeah, I think I voted for chain wallet earlier, but it's not that egregious, honestly. The Affliction stuff, I really think that like over a 2-year period, fights started in bars were like 98% Affliction Tap Out guys. And that's just dangerous for the world.
Yep.
So I'm going to vote for that one.
I wonder if our fights ever wore Affliction Tap Out. He feels like he would wear it. Maybe Ed Hardy, actually.
No, he was preppy. He was prep.
Too preppy?
Big okay. time. Next big time, time prep, yeah. Gotcha. I don't even think he had like a punk face, he says, right? Because he was always boarding school shit.
Gotcha.
So it's unfortunate. I bet he'd rock some of that stuff.
He probably rocks it now.
Yeah.
This is tough for me. I said before, I can't let Tap Out Affliction get far. The more I think about it, my brother had a chain wallet up until a couple years ago.
Oh, no.
I would be more okay with that than if my brother was wearing Tap Out shirts up until a few years ago. So I'm going with the Tap Out shirts.
Wow.
A chain wallet dad is crazy.
Yeah, he was a chain wallet dad, yeah.
That's crazy.
I see him in when I would go to like Soho. I would see chain wallets. Like it's, I think it's still a fashion trend.
It kind of like the way my brother looks. Like it kind of like he's got a nose ring and shit. Like he looks like a rock star. So
it worked with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
KB,
Tap Out. I mean,
yeah.
How many people in the wrestling sphere wore Tap Out?
By the time I got to high school, it was known like that's like the mock shirt.
Mm-hmm. You make fun of the person that wears that.
Yeah, I never saw like an actual hothead. Like guy looking for trouble in a tap. It was more like kind of like a loser.
Gotcha.
Damn.
Yeah.
So Rob, you
shining a light on me.
Damn.
Man. Yeah. Right.
So Robbie's getting roasted.
That's who it was.
Just a loser. Jay.
Tap Out Affliction. I want to see Tap Out Affliction go against Ed Hardy.
That's what's coming up. Captain.
Yeah. Tap Out Affliction.
Tap Out. And Affliction. So now we have Affliction / Tap Out versus Ed Hardy. It's like, kind of like the rich parents versus poor parents guy going up against each other.
Damn, that's a tough one.
To go into the
Gotti
finals.
Gotti Ward fucking
North
Ollie
Jersey
Frazier.
Versus South Jersey. Yeah, that's what this is.
Seriously. So Affliction Tap Out wearer versus Ed Hardy wearer. Start with you again, Captain.
Ed Hardy. Yeah. Just bad.
Just rough, and this person paid more to look as
just
dumb.
Paid
Tap
more
Out
shirts,
at least they were just like $20.
Yeah. Che?
I mentioned before, I don't really know the difference from these, so I'm going to abstain. I don't think that would be very fair.
You're going to abstain from voting?
I don't know the difference between these two.
Between Ed Hardy
like,
and
the
Tap
two
Out?
Person, you mean? Like the people that wear them.
Damn.
I don't.
So like,
to me, it's all like fight shirts, like dudes going out to a bar and they want to fight.
So Ed Hardy has a lot of like hearts and skulls,
and tigers, dragons, and
jungle cats, and roses. Fun colors.
Tap Out sick.
It's
Tap
all
Out's
it's like
white,
tattoo prints, like tattoo stuff, but with Ed Hardy on it.
Yeah, and then Affliction was more like
black and white,
black
shirts.
And white angels and shit, and like wings and stuff. And then like Tap Out was just literally the word Tap Out over like and like white or black
like printed giant
giant across the chest. So that's a big difference. It's like one is a slightly more artistic version of the other two.
I would be a like a fair weather swayed person to vote here. I should abstain from this. I did want to see this matchup though.
I respect it. But Tommy is the sanctity of the bracket commissioner or whatever being out today.
Yes.
We will let you abstain. KB.
Tap out.
Tap out in Affliction.
Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy, you're just not going to ever vote for Devin
No. Affliction.
Trent.
Ed Hardy. And I don't really know why. Like when I
it's
all
mob mentality.
My
it's
only thing is when I think about like if I am looking thinking about my brain, like which one does it hate more, Ed Hardy or Tap Out in Affliction, I just think Ed Hardy. And that's the only thing I can come up with.
I think Ed Hardy is uglier but had a shorter run. I think Tap Out had weirdly more staying power, but maybe that's just because like it was more accessible. Because
it was they're still around, you know. They're making actually non-cringeworthy stuff now.
Really?
They have like
really?
A new logo, and they just make like Under Armour type.
Bob's
gear.
On the payroll, I think.
yeah, right.
Uncle, you're gonna get a text from Uncle Dana.
I think they're
about to be sponsoring My Mom's Basement.
I'm pretty sure they're sponsoring WWE, and the gear just looks like normal, just like sport gear.
Tap out clothes. I'm gonna have to take a peek into
this. They look pretty good.
I think that I would have to go with Affliction and Tap Out because not only. I think they're both very ugly, but I think that the people is the tipping point here. So I'm going to go with Affliction Tap Out. So we're...
I'm going Affliction Tap Out as well.
Affliction Tap Out as well.
I stand strong. Jersey strong.
So then we're going to be tied up. We're 3-3 in favor.
Shay, you got to vote.
Is he going to look him up?
Okay, no, that's very fair. No. I want his ass to look this up.
He's like sighing like he has tedious work to do.
Yeah. Ben Hardy shirts. Okay. You're right. Was it Kelly that said tattoo art? This does look
yes,
like tattoo
yes.
art.
I think that's like where it came from.
Might
think
be.
So, yeah.
But this is what people would wear in like the mid-00s that...
We're
into like ultimate fighting, right?
But yeah, but you don't have to look up the tap out. Should just picture a shirt that says fucking tap out. How ridiculous that is.
I respect him looking. I respect him doing the research.
Mid-00s.
I wouldn't expect any less from him.
Affliction shirts look pretty similar.
It's just like less effort, I guess.
Affliction shirts are the same thing. They're just black and white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, similar, so which one do you dislike more?
Wait, has he looked at the tap out shirt yet?
I think
Are they the same like brand?
Yeah, this is it. This with this fucking the way this font goes. The font, that's a nightmare.
They were ugly.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a rip on like the WWE logos. They did that same like double arc thing.
Kinda, yeah.
It kind of looks like Iron Maiden or something font.
Metallica, how they have the M and the A at the
yeah.
end.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
How we feeling, Shay?
I feel like I was right. I feel like these are all the same. Tap out, I guess, is a little bit different. I'll go with...
Please blurt one out. You're not sacrificing any integrity.
I'll go with, I guess, Ed Hardy, just because Tap Out looks like the most different.
Throw those shoes away, Kelly.
Never. So every year, I literally, like every time I clean out my place, I'm like, should I throw these out? Like, I'm getting rid of stuff.
How many
like,
apartments
is it
has
time?
That? Have
no,
that
I've had them
shoes.
Since the ninth grade.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the sound. I'll send you a picture. They're vintage Ed Hardy shoes. I can't get rid of them.
Wow. I don't think anything is vintage for Ed Hardy. It's just old.
No, it is. It's vintage. 2005.
So Gages versus Ed Hardy in the finals. Which was the worst or worse
That's
fashion
a good
trend?
Final.
I'm proud of this
good.
Final, honestly.
Yeah. We did good. Kelly.
It's obviously Gages. And again, I cannot stand all the slander that poor Ed Hardy is wearing. And I think I might start wearing Ed Hardy full time just to turn it around.
Oh, that'd be a great gimmick.
It would be cool.
Can we do that like a 2000s throwback
Ed Hardy day?
Yeah. Not even Ed Hardy's 2000 throwback day.
That'd be fun.
That'd be a fun day. I'm going to go with Ed Hardy because I think that, again, I can find more common ground with the Gage guy than I can with the Ed Hardy guy. Trent.
This is a good final.
We did good.
It is good.
I'm going to vote Ed Hardy.
Fuck.
You see those. If you live through it and you see, like, if you Google it and you look at it, it makes you infuriated. Just, you can't even, like, Gage is whatever. I know I don't love them. I think they're disgusting. It's a deformity, like KB said. Mm. But Ed Hardy, I feel rage when I see Ed Hardy. So that's my vote.
I agree with Trent. I'm going Ed Hardy because I could be friends with somebody with gauges. I'm sorry, Kelly. I couldn't be friends with somebody that regularly the
habitual
wore
Ed Hardy wear.
This is so tough for me. This is so tough. I was wearing it in like a cute way, though, guys.
You gotta separate the art from the canvas, though. Like, I would like a gauge guy more. I would rather befriend a gauge guy. But what looks worse? What is worse looking?
That's fair.
Fair.
Ed Hardy.
I think Ed Hardy looks worse, yeah.
Ed Hardy, it is pretty whack. I'm picturing like the shiny, it was like bedazzled.
Yeah.
It was the ugliest
like
color.
Reds
it
had, and golds.
Well, the whole thing about it, you guys, was the juxtaposition. There would be a little bit of flowers and like whatever, but then there'd also be skulls. So it was like hardcore.
That might be the most.
Soft and hard.
That's
you know?
What's egregious is it was like, felt like they were pretending to be deep.
Yeah.
Where it was like, look at these cool designs.
No,
it's like,
Trent, we were deep. No.
Looked like someone like puked onto a shirt. They're nasty.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
KB?
Yeah, scratch everything I've said. I hate Ed Hardy.
Yes.
It's the ugliest shit in the world.
Another for Ed Hardy. Oh. Jay.
You could get a new wardrobe. You could do anything. But now you are a potential co-star in an extremely niche porn industry. I'm going to go with Gages.
This is... What reasoning that was. And then Captain, round it out.
Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
Yes.
Ed Hardy going to capture the win here of the bracket, episode 116. We had a couple of honorable mentions, nothing crazy. A lot of me included in the play-in, but people were very interested in this one. But yeah, so the winner is Ed Hardy. Poor Kelly, going to have to clean out her closet.
That's tough, yeah.
And all I can think about is Che with his Caesar haircut with Rosario Dawson, even though he looked or broccoli haircut, rather, with Rosario Dawson. And then a Caesar haircut, which find a better picture of the Caesar haircut because I 100% want to put that onto the bracket. It's very funny. Thank you, Captain, for filling in late. Thank you to Kelly, Trent, and Robbie for filling in for a second time in
Thanks
a row.
For having
right,
us.
You were in the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you guys for coming on again. And we'll be back next week with the full crew and a new topic. I'll see you guys then.